news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at speeding up deep-sea mining of minerals crucial to the production of batteries, computer chips, and some weapons systems. Environmentalists are dismayed, but the president says the United States must wean itself from its dependence on communist China.
The White House has promised that the order will create 100,000 jobs and hundreds of billions of dollars in economic growth. But China was clearly on the mind as Mr. Trump signed the papers. It is estimated that the U.S. seafloor has 1 billion metric tons of potato-sized nodules containing nickel, manganese, and cobalt. They are critical in making electric car batteries and computer chips, and the world relies on China for them.
That's the BBC's Jay Kwan. Courts continue trying to derail the Trump agenda. An Obama-appointed judge is limiting the withholding of funds from public schools with DEI initiatives. Another judge is blocking an executive order requiring people to prove citizenship when registering to vote. There's been no breakthrough yet in the tariff standoff between Washington and Beijing. The two sides can't even agree on whether they have been talking to each other. President Trump says some negotiations have taken place, while China insists there have been no talks. 19-year-old man in custody in connection with the wildfire raging in New Jersey's Pine Barrens. The suspect said to have lit a pile of wooden pallets on fire, then leaving them to burn. The feds say they'll seek the death penalty for Luigi Mangione, charged in the murder of the United Healthcare CEO. Mangione is expected in court today to enter a plea. He has previously pled not guilty to state charges. President Trump and the First Lady leaving for Rome today. They'll attend tomorrow's funeral of the late Pope Francis. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are down 22 points. NASDAQ futures 65 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime, choose your own provider, and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning, 603, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Good start for both the Harbor Tunnels. Looking at you live here, both at 895 and 95, right next door. No problems there. Beltway looks good. If you're going to be on Liberty Road, just outside the Beltway, there's a big construction area there. Going to be some limited lanes, and you're going to be sharing some of the lanes, both east and westbound, on that section of Liberty Road right there at Washington Avenue. Have seen a little bit of slowing already. Typical buildups on the BW Parkway, both north and southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Outdoor plans for most of the weekend looking good. Tomorrow could be a bit tricky. That's when we have some rain. Today's a dry day, a warm afternoon, 78. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, some thunder at times, 80. Blue skies, no rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, now Pikesville has 49 degrees, Ellicott City 46. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Authorities say three Baltimore men have been sentenced for their participation in a crime spree that stretched across the region in late 2023. The three are identified as 20-year-old Corey Sabb, 20-year-old Dwayne Sanders, both from Baltimore, and 19-year-old Alan Hill from Rosedale. They were convicted in a total of 45 incidents, including 22 commercial armed robberies and 8 stolen vehicles. Federal judge in Maryland is ordering the White House to facilitate the return of a second immigrant deported to El Salvador. Known only as Christian, the Venezuelan man was deported despite being part of a class action settlement protecting him from removal. The Trump administration argued that his deportation under the Alien Enemies Act supersedes his asylum claim. The latest case follows, of course, the Supreme Court order for the return of Kiomara Abrego Garcia, the Salvadoran national living in Maryland, who was deported due to what the White House had admitted was an administrative error. A man currently in connection with the March 29th quadruple shooting in Baltimore's Northern District, shooting on Venable Avenue, left four people hurt, including an 18-year-old man and a 57-year-old woman. Broderick Young was arrested on Wednesday without incident and is charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. He is being held at central booking. And Baltimore police identifying a man who died after a double shooting in northwest Baltimore. Happened around 9:30 Wednesday night, Patton Avenue, near Pimlico. Derek Bright was shot multiple times and died at a hospital. Second man who was shot during the incident is in the hospital in serious condition. It's 6:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers last night, 669, and your pick four was 5165. And next, it's Steinall Sports.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis? Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
No surprises in Green Bay last night. Ravens went defensive, tabbing Georgia safety Malachi Starks as their number one pick in the 2025 NFL draft. It's the third time in the last 4 years Baltimore has picked a DB in the first round. Starks expressing his feelings about it.
I'm excited, man. I'm ready to be a Raven. I think it's been a long day. It's been a long process. It's been a lot of talking about ball, and I'm ready to get to it.
Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta later on explaining his decision.
For our football GPA, very, very high production as a player, durability, ability, everything really. It just made a lot of sense for us to take him.
We'll have more on Malachi Starks a little later this morning. Meanwhile, the Birds were in D.C. last night trying to salvage a game against the Nats.
Look, eventually they will start to fall.
Got a fastball up the middle. It's through. That might be the at-bat of the year so far. Nine pitches. Ends on a fastball shot right back up the box. Cedric Mullins goes left on left again, and the Orioles jump in front.
He is the early season MVP for Baltimore, no doubt. Kevin Brown and Brian Roberts with the call on Masson. Mullins' RBI single in the fifth was the difference. Kate Povich looked like the real deal. 6 2/3. The Birds win it 2-1 last night in D.C. Coming up in 30 minutes, more on the newest Raven, Malachi Starks. And that is done on sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire? Or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk. From Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland's Friday, April 25th, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I am grateful it's Friday. I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up this hour, the Uniparty War on Pete Hegseth is heating up. We'll take a look at Michelle Mabel, her incredibly narcissistic podcast. And top story here today is Governor Moore facing off against local sheriffs over whether or not those sheriffs will enforce the civil orders to let PSEG access the land of property owners and landowners on the MPRP project. And we heard from Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese earlier in this week. And now it's time to hear from Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins.
When you are there to protect people's rights, including property rights, I believe I am in the right position on this. I believe my stand is correct.
And he is sticking to his guns, if you'll pardon the pun. Speaking of which, we had one of the protesters at the MPRP public hearings say this to the panel.
There's a sign the gentleman's holding for me that says, no trespassing, private property protected by the Second Amendment. We do have the right to bear arms.
And some of the rhetoric getting pretty heated, and you can understand why people are angry and frustrated. It's pitchforks and, storm the castle type of a mindset. And so Fox 45 went out to ask Governor Moore, he was at Sandy Point yesterday, as to whether or not he supported the local sheriffs, Carroll, Frederick counties, in their stance on not enforcing these civil orders, and he deflected.
I think we have a very real challenge in the way that the process has happened. Just across the board, how we're thinking about even just the larger PJM grid conversation. The PJM grid conversation is a 13-state conversation.
And then Fox 45's reporter Gary Collins continued to press him. Governor, it's a yes or no answer, really. It's a yes or no. Do you support these sheriffs in saying they will not enforce these civil orders that are handed down by courts?
Well, I believe we need to follow the law. I also believe that the process needs to happen accordingly, where you have community involvement inside of what's happening, because people, it should not be dictated to jurisdictions about what is actually happening to them when it comes to their energy.
It's funny how he wants to follow the law now, but when it comes to federal immigration law, he's got no interest in following the law. In fact, the Attorney General Anthony Brown is in one of these repeat, not quite as bad as Brian Frosch, but he's right up there in going after the Trump administration. But again, this is a guy that continues to say things, and he just doesn't back him up with any kind of meaningful action.
Well, I do not know the answer to this. Perhaps you do. Are sheriffs required under law to enforce civil issues?
It depends on the state. I know in some states they are.
We have to look it up.
But I think I know I was doing some research on it, and before we went on the air this morning, I know in Oklahoma there's a few states out west where they are supposed to enforce. They're called peace officers. Peace officers are supposed to enforce civil. Now it's interesting because the Baltimore County Sheriff saying, "Well, we haven't had any requests yet to enforce these kinds of actions, and so we'll cross that bridge when we come to it." But then they deflected over the Baltimore County Police Department, and the Baltimore County Police Department said civil orders are not in their jurisdiction, therefore they won't be doing it.
Okay.
So when it comes to criminal law, most police departments and sheriffs are going to do that. But when it comes to the civil, there's a little bit of a cloud of doubt here. We'll see.
Yeah, what we call the fuzz factor, which is also known as Chuck Whitaker's beard. 6:13 Friday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCB. We speak of the man. Here he is. Good morning, Chuck.
You calling my beard fuzz?
No, not me. Sean did.
A man who has none.
Hey, I never mentioned the word fuzz. It was Mr. Elliott.
Okay, you cover for him, and we'll keep moving forward. The tunnels are still running fine this morning. Nothing major. Beltway looks good. I think that construction that was there overnight, Liberty Road, they apparently are going to wrap it up now for the morning. They worked there overnight at Liberty Road, Washington Avenue. From what we can see right now, they have now vacated the premises, and it looks like all the lanes are open as you're moving across from Liberty Road right outside the Beltway. Don't see any problems at all looking at the Bay Bridge coming on from Stevensville at Route 8. Most of the traffic westbound, but eastbound, you're good. and we're okay at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and even the early ride right now. Normally gets busy about 7:30 or so. I-97 southbound, you're clear right now at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your weekend. Today, sunny with a high of 78. Then we get some rain tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy with scattered showers, maybe even a thunderstorm possible. That seems to be early in the day. Maybe by evening, things start to dry out. Tomorrow's high 80, and it cools down on Sunday. Sunny and 72 is the expected high there. Right now, we're looking pretty good. We're partly cloudy skies. 52 in Owings Mills, 52 and clear in Columbia. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is fighting back against rumors that he wants to build a makeup room next to the press room at the Pentagon. Actually, it was Biden who wanted to build that for the trans soldiers.
Yes.
You know, G.I. Josephine. The crowds visiting the Vatican to view Pope Francis lying in state have been larger than expected. So large that the Vatican's now thinking about putting him in the Pope mobile, just driving him around one last time.
Oh, that's nice.
That's
grim.
You will get to see more people. It would be to honor him.
Well, I'll tell you what I find distressing is people are taking selfies.
Yes,
and I mean that. I'm sorry, that's beyond tacky.
Even the nuns.
Really?
I saw some nuns doing it yesterday.
Yeah, they were using eye popes. To do it. Exorbitant permit fees charged by the city of San Francisco may cause the cancellation of the World Dog Surfing Championship. Darn it, I was head out there because I love watching those dogs hang 20, man.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hang 20.
I was just thinking, by the way. Sean, you're Catholic, so now you're the one that's in trouble.
Yeah. All right. I'm always in trouble. The latest episode.
We don't care.
The latest episode of Stalking the Stars on Investigation Discovery profiled a man who plotted to kidnap and castrate Justin Bieber.
You mean he's not?
Another bombshell revelation about P. Diddy. Millions of dollars being wagered on who will become the next pope. They're calling it the Catholic lottery. You got to play to sin.
Put up, up.
There's another one. That's Sean Casey.
He's in real trouble.
I'll say confession. I'll be all right.
Yeah.
Disgrace promoter. That's right.
Room?
Yes. Disgraced promoter Billy McFarland says the Fyre Festival is for sale. Remember the first Fyre Festival? It was a bomb. It was just a chaos. And people got left holding the bag. It was just a concert. Where was that?
That was overseas somewhere?
It was on an island. Some kind of island. Yeah.
Nobody showed up.
Right. They promised all these people. Nobody showed up, and everybody lost money. Fyre Fest 2, they say the only way it can be a success, if they sign a performer who is guaranteed to do really well at the concert festivals. You know, like Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
At Coachella. Public health experts claim the United States is at a tipping point for the return of the measles epidemic.
Ooh.
Gee, if we only had a vaccine.
Really?
Maybe we could avoid the whole pandemic there.
Where's Fauci when you need him?
Wait, exactly. Is this a different variant that where the vaccine that I think probably 99.99% of us got when we were kids.
Don't think so.
So why would it be a pandemic if we have a vaccine that, in theory, will protect us against it?
Because there's a bunch of people coming into the country that didn't get that vaccine. New study out reveals Baltimore is the dirtiest city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done on complaints to 311 over the last year. Cities that had over 250,000 residents ranked based on the number of sanitation-related reports, such as garbage and dumps, waste, recycling, quality of water, trash, piles. The cleanest city was Milwaukee.
Hmm.
But Baltimore, once again, the nation's dirtiest city. Yep. Wonder how Mayor Scott is going to spin that now.
Yeah. If you recall, I don't know when it was, several months back, there was a fire near Clifton Park, Hartford Road, and the fire was actually in the rear of the dwelling. The battalion chief pulled up. They get to the back of the alley. He said, "We can't get in the alley. The trash is 4 feet deep."
You know what I've noticed about the city is that there are places where people start to dump their trash, like on a vacant lot, and people just think, "Hey, that's a dump." So they also dump. And then it piles up over time. Mm-hmm. Why isn't the city cleaning that up? Why don't they take some pride in, first off, a lot of the residents have no pride in their city, and then the officials themselves have no pride in their city. And he's out there crowing about how wonderful Baltimore is, a DEI capital of the world. It's also the trash capital of the United States, apparently, now.
When Mayor Schaefer was in, and I worked for him back in the day, in the 70s, he would go out in his car with his driver, and he would make notes. When he got back to the office, he would call every department head and say, this is what I just saw. It better be done by the end of the week.
Yeah, do it now. Remember that?
Yeah.
He never did don the garbage man uniform, though. He did do the bathing suit in the aquarium. And
yes. Remember the trash ball campaign?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now we have Mr. Trash Wheel.
Right.
But they need it in the city, not just on the water. ScreenRant.com has put together a list of what they believe the 15 best opening lines in rock songs. Here are their top three.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
First of all, I don't think the Bee Gees, there's not a rock song. It's a disco song. Anything come to mind for you?
No Beatles in there?
That was just the top three. We didn't do all of them. Like, 15 best opening lines. For me, it was Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild. Got your motor running, down on the highway. Yeah. That was a great opening rock line for me.
Yeah.
My understanding was that you like the Barry Manilow, I write the songs. Is that?
Yeah, you would.
That was your favorite.
We must run along now. 6:21.
Yeah, listening. I might not even come back.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowi and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowi. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning, 6:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Looks like there might be an incident here in the right lane of the right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Looking at the south end, there's a red X in that right lane, and I'm starting to see just a little impact now for the traffic coming into the tunnel southbound. So we'll see if that starts to back up, but right now it's showing a red X in that right lane, and everybody moving over to the left tunnel. Could back us up there a little bit coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp. We'll definitely come back and take a look at that. Beltway locally looks good. Got to have a few slow spots on the BW Parkway. Typical ride south from Arundel Mills and coming north from Powder Mill Road.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says on your Friday it's going to be sunny today and nice. It's been warm this week. 78 the expected high. Right now 54, partly cloudy in Annapolis. 51 in Ellicott City. The governor is saying we should follow the law when it comes to local sheriffs on civil orders. This would allow PSEG, the folks that are in charge of the MPRP project, to force them on your land. If you're a property owner, farmer, landowner, etc., and PSEG wants to come on to survey it for their power line project, then they expect the sheriffs to enforce these civil orders. Well, Carroll County Sheriff Jim DeWeese says no. And so does Sheriff Chuck Jenkins of Frederick County. In fact, DeWeese says, as our governor, Westmore should stand alongside me and the Frederick Sheriff and follow the law and stop Piedmont in its tracks. Yesterday, we played you a couple of bites from Governor Moore saying that he'll always stand with the people and that he's opposed to eminent domain. Well, if you're going to stand with the people and you're opposed to eminent domain, then you would seem you would support the sheriffs in their stance. And we have Sheriff Chuck Jenkins' reaction to Governor Moore saying it's we need to follow the law.
Well, listen, I watched what the governor had to say. I'm not sure exactly what he said, other than, you know, he believes in a process, which I also believe in a process. We all want a reliable source of energy, electric. We want cheaper electric, but I'm not sure what his position is.
Yeah, well, that's joined the club. I mean, we're just about on every issue. We're not sure what his position is. But the point here is that is there going to be some kind of standoff or, let's say, escalation should there be local law enforcement? Now, what we don't know, Maryland State Police, the governor, I guess, could order the Maryland State Police that they're going to have to participate in the enforcing of these civil orders. We've not heard anything from MSP, and Jenkins was asked, do you think this is going to escalate?
My concern is it will escalate. My fear is that the Piedmont group, is going to try to leverage law enforcement to force landowners to allow them on their property to do what they have to do. That's not the case. My people are not going to get involved in it. We are not going to be used as a tool or a leverage or an arm of Piedmont to get people onto private properties.
So what we're talking about here is that if law enforcement agencies have a warrant, they have a search warrant, mm-hmm. or if they have a warrant for an arrest, if there's a bench warrant on a criminal matter, absolutely. That's their job to enforce
right.
that criminal warrant, that criminal arrest warrant, or that order. Of course, same for the federal agencies mm-hmm. as well. But when it comes to civil matters, that is the question that is hanging in doubt here. We're still trying to find an answer, and maybe some of our lawyers in the audience can help us with that. But as of right now, I'm sure that DeWeese and Jenkins have researched their positions, and they're not going to take a stand that would put them in legal jeopardy. But the question here is, if you're a landowner, if you have a farm, if you own property, and you've already been contacted by PSEG, and you've said, no, you can't come on my land, what do you plan to do if they show up? If they show up and knock on your door, A, you let them come on the land to begin with. B, if they want to survey the land, are you going to let them survey the land? Are you going to deny them to survey the land if they try to force their way on their land? See, this is the kind of stuff that people are scared of right now.
Yeah, and I'm afraid that from what we heard in that soundbite from Channel 45, I'm afraid that we're going to be in a situation where somebody is going to show up with their shotgun and say, no, you're not coming on my land, and you're going to end up with something tragic. And
well,
I think that's what Jenkins and the folks, they don't want to be involved in this.
We certainly hope that that doesn't happen, but, you know, we certainly hope that the folks at PSEG are advised that if you are confronted with a property owner, landowner, that is adamant about not letting you on their land, then go away quietly.
Yeah.
Don't try to force the issue. And so that is the problem here. And again, is it... The sheriff's in a very precarious position here because Sheriff Jenkins said he believes it's a constitutional issue. That's what he says. And this may have to go to a higher court at some point because the civil matters usually fall out of the jurisdiction of most law enforcement agencies. And so, again, if this is a constitutional and property rights issue, then why would law enforcement get involved? Why would they inject themselves in between law-abiding Marylanders and citizens versus this corporate grab that is, and again, we all know where where this is heading. Once they survey and they said, okay, that power line's going to go right there, it's a matter of time before eminent domain is involved.
Sure. Yeah.
629 Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny is going to make sure your home sells for the price that you want and the time frame that you want. And if it doesn't, Vinny buys it. And he pays you in cash. Now, people say, how can he do it? Well, it's not a proprietary secret. It's just that he's got this database, tens of thousands of buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. And he's built this up over the years. And in many cases, your home is seen before it even hits the open market, or the MLS, as it is known. And that's why Vinny's, the people that sign on the dotted line with Vinny, they sell faster and usually for more money as well. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515 for Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Also has a trade-in-your-home program. You can sell your home and stay in it for 12 months, and a fixer-upper program if you don't want to do all the things that need to be done to make your home ready for sale. Again, remember the name, Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. These headlines being brought to you by Audiology Associates, where silence is not golden. I'll call audiologist Dr. Melissa Segev at 410-944-3100 or visit them at aaiaudiology.com. Man in custody with a connection with the March 29th quadruple shooting in Baltimore's Northern District. The shooting on Venable Avenue left four people hurt, including an 18-year-old man and a 57-year-old woman, Broderick Young, arrested on Wednesday without incident. He is now being charged with multiple counts of attempted murder, being held at Central Booking. Also, Baltimore police identifying a man who died after a double shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Happened around 9:30 Wednesday night, Patton Avenue near Pimlico. Derek Bright, shot multiple times, died at a hospital. Baltimore plans to expand summer hours at 9 recreation centers to help keep local youth busy and out of trouble. Mayor Brandon Scott says the 9 rec centers will promote the city's summer youth engagement strategy by keeping youth protected while keeping them away from law enforcement during the summer when crime typically increases. The centers will be staying open until 11 o'clock every Friday and Saturday night. Initial filings for unemployment benefits are higher in Maryland. The U.S. Department of Labor reports that jobless claims, seen as a barometer for layoffs, increased to more than 2,900 in the week ending April 19th. That's an increase of nearly 150 from the previous week. U.S. jobless claims rose to about 2,200 last week, an increase of around 6,000 from the previous week's revised figures. And Maryland will not send commuters to text to collect their toll debt. Be aware of this. It's a scam out there. That's the message from MDTA as people continue to deal with phony texts. Marylanders have reportedly received texts urging them to pay for passing through a toll. Officials say scammers are out to steal people's money and personal information. Scammers should be reported to the authorities. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick three, lottery number 669. Your pick 4, 5, 1, 6, 5. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We have an eye on the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and there was an incident in the right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. That red X is still there. So only one lane in the right tube. Both the lanes are open in the left tunnel. Back up now, top of the hill towards Keith Avenue, and it will back up towards the O'Donnell Street ramp. So we're keeping a watch on that. Eventually, the word will get out. Some of this overflow traffic will go over towards 895, and we may start to see a delay there as well. But for right now,
the right lane, right tube, southbound Fort McHenry Tunnel is still closed. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Outdoor plans for most of the weekend looking good. Tomorrow could be a bit tricky. That's when we have some rain. Today's a dry day, a warm afternoon, 78. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, some thunder at times, 80. Blue skies, no rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get 60% off, free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. For a franchise that prides itself on defense and with no real holes to fill on offense, it was no surprise. The Ravens went defensive last night, selecting Georgia safety Malachi Starks with their first-round pick. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh on the fit.
Look at Malachi on tape, and you guys have seen him, I'm sure. All different positions he plays. He plays both safeties, plays nickel, he plays the dime linebacker spot, which is what Kyle does, which is what Adarius does, and then Marlon plays inside and outside. So the ability to move all those pieces around and get him in different positions is pretty exciting.
Speaking of Hamilton, he's pretty excited about playing, or speaking of Starks, I should say, he is excited about playing with Hamilton.
I meant it when I said it, too, just to be able to play along a guy like that and watch his tape, man. I mean, like, I get to learn from him now, you know, so he can teach me and I can just watch him and be a sponge. I want to soak up everything that he knows, and I'm ready to go in and learn and be a part of an organization that's, you know, that's great, that's awesome, that's been winning.
Elsewhere in the draft, it was chalk at the top with Cam Ward going number one overall to the Titans, and then the Browns did stupid things as usual, trading out of the number two slot with Jacksonville. Jags take potential superstar Travis Hunter, and Colorado quarterback Shedeur Sanders falls out of the first round. Orioles played airtight baseball last night in D.C. Kate Povich went 6 2/3, and then the Mountain closed it out in the bottom of the ninth.
A line out and a ground out.
On the ground is short. Henderson is there, and the Orioles take it 2-1. A satisfying, if nerve-wracking, way to end a three-game losing streak.
Tying run was on third. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Cedric Mullins with the game-winning RBI single in the fifth. The Birds win it 2-1. Mullins with a team-leading 20 runs batted in. Here's a tough note. Five-star men's basketball prospect and USC commit Elijah Arenas has been placed in an induced coma after he was involved in a serious car crash in the L.A. area early Thursday morning. Arenas is the son of Gilbert Arenas, who played for the Wizards from 2003 through 2011. A Tesla Cybertruck that he was in crashed into a tree and a fire hydrant, and fire was involved. Certainly hope he is going to be okay. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Clay Matthews goes off script in Green Bay.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, it's always interesting to see the reception that the commissioner gets when it comes out for the NFL draft.
Nobody likes this guy.
No, but you would think in Green Bay, right? They're cheeseheads, they're football lovers. It's a, you know, it's the Midwest, it's a nice town. You think he would get a fairly good reception, right?
Yeah, because he's pretty cheesy himself.
Exactly. But not last night, boy. He was booed the whole time when he came out. But here's the, it's Clay Matthews stole the show. Clay Matthews, the former Packer great, former NFL great, with his opening remarks at the NFL draft last night.
I just got off the phone with the president, Donald Trump. He asked me to pass a message along. It says, my fellow Americans, the Bears still suck! Let's go!
Red meat for the Packer fans.
He knew his crowd well.
Absolutely. Read the room.
Oh, that was great. Thanks, Gary.
You got it.
6:38, 22 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Steve is in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, guys. I mean, I don't think you're going to win against this governor because he's so slimy. He's going to slip out of everything. I personally think he would honestly call out the National Guard on these property owners if he can't go via the you know, he'll just throw out the National Guard.
Fine, let him.
Boy, that would be, I think, a
political disaster.
Political disaster, a career-ending nightmare for him.
Yep.
But
how else is he going to win for this backdoor grab?
But he's telling people that, you know, he stands with the people and he's opposed to eminent domain, and he basically controls the Public Service Commission. So all he's got to do is make a call.
Who wants those towers in their backyard? Nobody wants them.
Nobody. Nobody wants them. And by the way, I've been told, I'm working on a story, and hopefully we'll have it for you next week, that they could have just used existing power lines to meet the needs.
How about, right, hang them on existing power lines. They're structurally sound. How about the fact that the coal plants are still shut down?
Well, now they're going to keep them open until 2029, at least one or two of them, I'm hearing. Because...
All right, guys, thanks.
Yeah, all right, thanks. Steve, thanks for the call.
In addition to hanging them on previously existing towers, you could bury them. No, that's too expensive.
Well, really? There's a whistleblower who wants to come on the air here, and hopefully we can make an arrangement. He works for one of the energy companies in the Maryland area, and he's saying that yes, that can be done, but people are greedy. They want more money with this this land and these new power lines.
Yeah, well, there you go. Listen, there's a podcast out there that apparently not a lot of people actually watch. I can't figure out why. It's the podcast of the former First Lady, Michelle Obama. And she has some real issues, folks. I'm sorry. This is one bitter, angry woman.
The first thing that some female journalist said was that I was bitter. I was emasculating him just by sort of trying to tell the truth about what life is, right? And then you get labeled as angry. The first label they put on us as black women is that we are angry.
I can't imagine where anybody would ever get that opinion. Because you look at her, and she is just a little bit sunshine, isn't she? I mean, why on earth would anybody ever look at Michelle Obama and think that she's an angry woman? I just... Wow. I guess this is totally unjust. There's nothing that would indicate that she's anything other than just Little Miss Sunshine.
First off, this podcast is a bomb already. Nobody's listening to it. Nobody's reviewing it, whatever. Secondly, the narcissism on her part. You know, just like this is a woman who has everything. She was married to a president. They have a place at Martha's Vineyard. They got a place at in Colorama in Northwest Washington.
Very nice place.
Very nice place. I think they have a place in Hawaii. They're building this humongous Obama library that looks like a prison in Chicago.
Appropriately.
She's got a nice family and so on and so forth. She's got it all, yet she sounds angry.
Chip on her shoulder 24/7 does this woman have.
We are so easily labeled as angry and bitter. I see the difference in some of my white female friends. I see a lightness, an ability to be in the world and see what's going on, but still be not as burdened about it as I think I am.
Doesn't that sound ever so slightly bitter?
Yeah, it kind of does. But look, when she says immediately the first time she was ever proud of her country, ever, was when her husband got elected to be president. You can't even, why do people think she's an angry woman? Yeah, she's just a puzzle to me.
She said, the first time in my life I'm proud of my country. Remember that?
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, why would somebody possibly characterize that as angry or bitter? Really, seriously, because that was really just a little flash of reality for us, wasn't it?
What I see happen in the news, you know, the assault on immigration rights, the challenges that face our community, the inequality, I think it burns at me in a different way.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it does. It burns at her in a different way from the moment she opens her eyes in the morning until the moment she closes them at night. She probably dreams about it as well overnight. This is a woman who is not satisfied with her life. Look, which the first soundbite, she says, all I was trying to do is just, you know, add some reality into the situation. I guess that's why she opts to not go to official functions that her husband still goes to, because after all, she's adding a little reality to it.
Yeah.
And then people say she's undercutting him? Really? I can't imagine why they think that way.
I do want to discuss her contention that there are immigration rights.
Yeah.
I do want to discuss that in a moment.
Frankly, the people, when they leave certain parts of Florida, you have to carry a passport with you. It's written in a whole different language.
Well, he was an undocumented immigrant to Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair. He's been there long enough. Is his grandfather there?
Yeah.
His grandfather... I got in right before they repealed the Mann Act.
Traffic and weather on the threes.
Because I was the man when I crossed the line.
You were the man.
You're part of the Human Act.
He's the man. He's the man. He's the man. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I was going to give you some good news and tell you things were a little better at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And I said, oh, look, they cleared the right lane, whatever that was, in the tunnel. Went down a little bit further, went, and well, that was the end of that. Because now there's an accident southbound after Key Highway and before 395. It looks like two different areas with flashing lights, a couple of police cars there. So they're looking at it coming out of the tunnel. So now we're going to back up through the tunnel again at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And I told you before, anytime we get anything there on 95, very quickly we back up on 895. And already that's happening, and it's going back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So this, if it stays the way it's going, and I think it looks like City Fire is just arriving there as well now. Oh, man. This is going to be one of those days again where we're going to be backed up all the way back to the city-county line. It's 6:45, and we're going to have 30-minute delays already. Yep, here comes the fire department and another police car on 95 South. So definitely a heads up for that. If you're coming out of the tunnel, if you're in the left tunnel, just stay where you are. If you're coming out of the right tunnel, just kind of maintain your lanes, but be prepared. Now the fire department is crowding the right lane southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunny today, 78. Unfortunately, it's got some rain moving in tonight, just in time for the weekend, right? Tomorrow, cloudy with a few showers, maybe a thunderstorm, high of 80, and then sunshine and 72 on Sunday. Right now, 53, mostly cloudy in Pikesville, and 54 downtown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Bubba Johnson.
You got serious thrill issues, dude.
If you ever thought this taco was great, but it could use a little bit more chaos, well, this is for you. The folks that make 5-Hour Energy, that's an Indiana company.
Yeah.
They are now teaming up with Taco John's for their energizing hot sauce. 5-Hour Energy's new caffeinated hot sauce. Is here to wake up your breakfast taco with the limited edition Mango Habanero hot sauce.
And you better not be playing golf a half an hour later, I can tell you that.
Putting would be a little tough. Huh?
Second hole, you better find out where the place is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, really. Just what you need, caffeinated hot sauce from 5-Hour Energy.
You bent over to get the ball out of the cup.
Just don't stand behind Chuck anytime during the front nine.
I should have yelled one.
By the back nine, you should be okay.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to do about your pants?
Krispy Kreme welcoming a trio of new cheesecake-inspired donuts as the Craving Cheesecake Collection. You got a strawberry cheesecake donut, New York cheesecake donut.
That would be good.
Yeah, I'd try it. Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers unveiling its new barbecue brisket steak burger. And listen to this, Key Lime Pie Concrete. What the heck is that? I'm guessing it's a milkshake.
Yeah. All right. My first wife used to make that. I put it on the sidewalk.
That's right. Use it as a boat anchor.
I use her as a boat anchor. I put that on the sidewalk.
Mickey D's rolling out the new McCrispy Strips and Creamy Chili Dip. So McCrispy Strips are permanent chicken tenders menu item. And, of course, you can dip them in the new Creamy Chili Dip, as McCrispies, as they're called. And finally, this is for you, Chuck. The Fruity Pebbles has unveiled the Strawberries and Cream Pebbles.
Wonderful.
Yeah, just in time for your breakfast cereal.
Yeah, right. Just what I need.
Just a bowl of sugar is what you needed, right?
I just had a bowl of Kix for breakfast a while ago.
Yeah.
Kix are good.
Yeah.
I thought Kix are for tricks.
No, that's tricks are for kids.
No, I don't know about those tricks. I'm not admitting to that.
That's how quick he came back on that.
Yeah, really.
He pushed back on that really
hard. Well, to go any further.
That's like
that
he
one,
thinks
huh?
thou protesteth
There's
too much.
There's still some things pending in different places.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah. Jeez. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So in that clip we just heard Michelle Obama talk about immigration rights.
Yeah.
So what is she talking about here? Do people have a right to immigrate to the United States? I haven't read that in our Constitution.
No.
Not that I'm aware of.
I haven't read that in any of our documents. I mean, as far as the laws, the Immigration Naturalization Act of 1996, not seen it there. Now, if you are coming here and you are invoking asylum, then you to be considered for it, but it's not a right.
Right.
It's a privilege that we grant. If we decide that you're fleeing political or religious persecution in another country and you're asking for asylum, it's not a right. It is a privilege, and it could be granted if the judge in this case would deem it so. But there's no right to emigrate to the United States of America.
Now, one of the real failings, I think, in one of the many failings during the Biden administration is to enforce international law on asylum. In the asylum rules and international law, you're supposed to ask for asylum in the first country into which you enter that is not in combat. So these people who are leaving South America pass through multiple countries, all at peace, but no, they want to be here. Well, I think when they get to the border, they say, "What? You're from Chile? Sorry, go back to the first country that you entered into before the Chilean Civil War broke out." This is an imaginary thing, but that's where you can be, not here. Instead of saying, "Oh, okay, you want asylum? That's cool. Come on in."
Well, in the case of having any immigration rights here while you're in the country illegally, again, you get an immigration hearing, and that in fact, Garcia got two of those, and he was deemed to be an illegal alien, an MS-13 gangbanger, and he was ordered to be deported. There was an order for removal.
But Judge General, the way the left is looking at that is like there's a freshness date on these things. Well, that was 2019.
That's
not 2025.
Yeah.
That law doesn't apply. So that's 6 years ago, man. That doesn't count. Really? Well, what about like the Civil Rights Act of 1964? Does that mean like that by 1970 it was expired?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
6:50, 10 before the hour, 7 o'clock, Tim Kyle. And now's the time to call Tim, get him out there to your home and service your AC unit, making sure that your filters are changed properly, that it's operating properly, that has enough coolant in it, and making sure that it is going to do it. When you turn on the AC, it's going to be A, working, and B, not costing you an arm and a leg. It's already expensive here in the state of Maryland to use your air conditioning, but it could even be worse if it's not operating efficiently. And we have new rates coming in June as well, electric rates, so I know that's bad news, but that now more than ever. So call early because they're going to get really busy this summer, I have a feeling. Tim Kyle Company, of course, is they start off in electric, doing great interior, exterior work, landscaping, and of course they branched out into the HVAC field as well, bringing that same commitment to service and excellence each and every home they visit. So call Tim, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or go online, timkylecompany.com.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASC certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost. It pays off.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up. We've got to talk here at 7 o'clock hour about an article that came across over on Patriot Post by Douglas Andrews called the Trump Uncertainty Principle. It's very elucidating as to what's going on now in negotiations with countries around the world and with the Democrats as well as to how Donald Trump deliberately uses uncertainty and chaos to advance his goals.
Part of the deal.
Yep.
All right, now it's at 6:53, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
We have a situation as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's on the right side of 95 South. It's after the Key Highway ramp, so it's a little bit south of the exit from the tunnel. And earlier, there was a broken down vehicle in the right lane of the right tube. So I'm not sure if this turned out to be the same vehicle or not. Now they're saying this vehicle was actually at one point on fire, but there are two different areas where there are flashing lights. So most of the lanes are getting by, but in the meantime, they're looking at it. We're backed up all the way back through the tunnel, and now 95 is backing up very quickly towards O'Donnell Street and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. That sends pretty much everybody over to 895, and now 895 at the old tunnel is backing up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. So here we go again. The longer they stay here, the backups are going to get worse. Already 25 to 30 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Goodfeet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Weather Channel says sunshine today, 78, rain tonight, maybe showers and possible thunderstorm tomorrow, high of 80. It's sunny, 54 in Annapolis, and partly cloudy, 52 in Reisterstown. So from the very day that Pete Hegseth, who is a retired from the military, is a former warrior, and he was nominated to be Secretary of Defense, the long knives were out for Pete. They accused him of basically being a womanizer. They accused him of sexual assault. They accused him of having a drinking problem. And the Uniparty, Republicans and Democrats, marshaled their forces against Hegseth, and somehow he stayed true to the cause. He just fought back, and he was able to get the nomination. But that doesn't mean the Uniparty has stopped trying to get to go after Pete Hegseth. Recently, James O'Keefe went undercover with a DOD branch chief and got him to say this under on video while he was undercover as a journalist.
The same guy who tried to overthrow an election, who's just like truly setting his mouth back with a dictatorship. He's illegitimate.
All right, so in case you didn't hear that, he said the same guy who tried to overthrow the election is just like truly setting us down a path of dictatorship. He's illegitimate. He's terribly immoral, breaking every norm. We're going to resist him, everything he does. And that guy's name was Nicholas Terza, DOD branch chief, caught on undercover video. And he now has resigned, yeah, as you might imagine. But, you know, the point is, just because Trump is president, just because he's got Hegseth in as Secretary of Defense or Patel or Bondi, there are holdovers from the Obama years, the Biden years, that are going to vow, and basically Uniparty Republicans also. They desperately want Tom Cotton, who is a forever war guy in, mm-hmm, who's a neocon. They want him in running the show because they don't want Hegseth to clean it up. And Hegseth was on with Brian Kilmeade the other day saying they're coming after him.
They've come after me from day one, just like they've come after President Trump. I mean, I've gotten a fraction of what President Trump got in that first term. What he's endured is superhuman. It's not hard for me to do this job. I know exactly why I'm here, to bring warfighting and the warfighting ethos back to the Pentagon, to rip out the insidious ideologies and not compromise and not back down. To bring in new press voices into the Pentagon, which we've done, to reestablish standards and accountability, to not tolerate leakers, to 100% operational control of our border, to get rid of trans lunacy in the military. We haven't backed down. See, here's the thing. A lot of people come to Washington and they just play the game. And it's, you punch their ticket and get along to go along. And, you know, start doing meet the press and going to the Council on Foreign Relations and spending time with all the new cocktail sipping crowd. That's not why I'm here. I'm here because President Trump asked me to bring warfighting back to the Pentagon every single day.
Right.
That is our focus. And if people don't like it, they can come after me. No worries. I'm standing right here. The warfighters are behind us. Our enemies know they're on notice. Our allies know we're behind them. And that, in this dangerous world, for the American people, is what it's all about.
So I think, and then there was the Signalgate one, Okay, where, again, they were discussing the attack on the Houthis in Yemen, and somehow they got on this encrypted app, and that was on Michael Waltz's issue.
Yep.
Okay? That wasn't Pete Hegseth, even though Hegseth was part of that signal chat. Now, Wall Street Journal is reporting, of course, they're also a neocon forever war publication. They're saying that another round of leaks claiming that Hegseth used an unsecured internet line and included his wife and attorney on that chat of exactly when the planes were taking off and so on and so forth. Now they're trying to say that he put pilots' lives in jeopardy. So they're upping the ante here, and three people initially were fired, and now his chief of staff has resigned. So the question is, who's doing the hiring of these individuals? Is it Hegseth himself, or was it his chief of staff that he delegated to? His chief of staff is now, to his credit, President Trump is sticking by Pete Hegseth. But now, of course, the latest is Politico is reporting the Pentagon is resuming providing sex change treatments and surgeries for transgender service members and their dependents. So this is in your face from the Uniparty and the deep state trying to ruin Pete Hegseth. And we told you earlier about the makeup room. Rumor about he wanted a makeup room next to the media room. That is totally bogus, totally false. So you can see Pete Hegseth must be very, very effective if they're bringing all this flack at him.
Yeah, coming up, we have a lot more to discuss, including during the course of the next hour. There's new media in the White House press room, and the old media doesn't like it.
All right, it's 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Don't miss the MAGA update as well.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. In what would be a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court this week appeared likely to rule in favor of parents in Maryland who objected on religious grounds to books made available in their district's elementary schools featuring stories about gay and transgender characters. Tony Perkins is president of the Washington-based Family Research Council. He says such a decision would be a stark contrast with another ruling back in the year 1963.
The court ruled that reading of the Bible in schools, which parents could opt their children out of, was unconstitutional on the grounds that it might unduly influence children. Now scripture is banned, but books like What Are Your Words, Uncle Bobby's Wedding, and Pride Puppy are read to children with no right to opt out. This conflict is not going away. In fact, it's just beginning. And it may make the 50-year battle over abortion look tame by comparison.
This week's Supreme Court arguments over parental rights will be discussed in depth on the Salem News program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, which will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. At every turn, it seems a federal judge waits to throw a roadblock in the way of the Trump agenda. A district judge in D.C. blocking the president's attempt to add a proof of citizenship requirement to federal voter registration forms. A $1 billion private school voucher program has cleared the Texas legislature. It's on its way to Governor Greg Abbott's desk. The governor vows to quickly sign it into law. Former New York Congressman George Santos to be sentenced today for fraud. Prosecutors want him to spend 7 years behind bars. The Vatican estimates that over the past couple of days, 130,000 people have filed past the coffin of the late Pope Francis in St. Peter's Basilica. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures are down 199 points and NASDAQ futures off 59. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor. Or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Good morning. It's 7:03 Friday morning, TGIF on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
It looks like there might be some better news now. Southbound 95 after Key Highway coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel just saw a very large wrecker removing a vehicle southbound that at one point apparently was on fire after Key Highway. It looks like now that the police cars are gone, fire truck is gone, and the wrecker is clearing that vehicle. So that would be very good news for the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We still have to move a lot of traffic through the area south of O'Donnell Street, but we're on the move once again. Of course, we'll come back and revisit that. Now, 895 didn't have a problem, but they took the hit. They got the overflow traffic, and we're back up on 895 back before the overpass there at Pulaski Highway. But improvement, at least, is on the way, and we'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Outdoor plans for most of the weekend looking good. Tomorrow could be a bit tricky. That's when we have some rain. Today's a dry day, a warm afternoon, 78. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, some thunder at times, 80. Blue skies, no rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And it's beginning to warm up already. Essex has 50 degrees right now, and Randall Sound has 49 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. These headlines being brought to you by Vinny Steele with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Call or text Vinny Steele at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty now, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515. Authorities say three Baltimore men have been sentenced for their participation in a crime spree that stretched across the region in late 2023. The three are identified as 20-year-old Corey Saab, 20-year-old Dwayne Sanders, both from Baltimore, and a 19-year-old Alan Hill from Rosedale. They were convicted in a total of 45 incidents, including 22 commercial armed robberies and 8 stolen vehicles. Saab and Sanders received 30-year sentences. Hill received a 30-year sentence as well. Federal judge in Maryland is ordering the White House to facilitate the return of a second immigrant deported to El Salvador, known only as Christian. The Venezuelan man was deported despite being part of a class action settlement protecting him from removal. Man in custody in connection with the March 29th quadruple shooting in Baltimore's Northern District. Shooting on Venable Avenue left 4 people injured, including one man, 18, and one woman, 57. Broderick Young arrested on Wednesday without incident, and he is charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. He is being held at central booking. It's 7:06 on WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3 was 669. You pick 4, 5165. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
For years now, I've been telling you about my friend and trusted realtor, Vinny Steele, broker owner with Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Friends, Vinny is the absolute best. But hey, don't take my word for it. I'm here with Elaine, an actual client. Elaine, tell us about your experience with Vinny Steele.
Okay, Sean, thank you. Well, Vinny Steele and his team really helped my husband and I transform our lives. By that, I mean we not only had to sell our existing home, but we had to find the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood. This wasn't our first rodeo buying and selling a home. We knew it can be a very stressful time, but Vinny and his team listened to our needs and work their magic. Our dream of the perfect home in the perfect neighborhood has come true, thanks to Vinny Steele.
Take it from Elaine. When you're ready to sell your home, call Vinny Steele like Elaine did at 410-709-7515 or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Georgia safety Malachi Starks is the newest Raven, drafted number one by the team last night. General manager Eric DaCosta said he fielded multiple calls last night from other teams looking to move up.
And, you know, for me, maybe I'm getting older and just, you know, a little bit more conservative than I used to be. But, you know, I think looking at the quality of player that we had with Starks versus what we might have to get, it didn't make enough sense for me.
Starks, after the selection, explaining what the Ravens are getting by selecting him.
Ball player, man. I think I'm a guy who loves football at the end of the day. I do things the right way. I love ball. I love it. I love it. It's my passion. I'm a goofy. I'm a goofy guy who loves football.
A goofy guy who loves football. You got to love that. Oh, snap, a three-game losing streak last night, employing the tried-and-true baseball formula. Good defense, solid pitching, timely hitting. 2-1 the final over the Nats. Baltimore's first win this season when scoring three runs or less. Kate Povich went 6 2/3 for the win. Here's the manager.
That's the best start I've seen him make. Just the command, how he got ahead of hitters. That was the key for me is 0-1 on so many guys and allowed him to expand the strike zone a little bit.
Birds in Detroit tonight. Brandon Young takes the hill. 6:45 is the first pitch. Coming up in 30 minutes, I think the Ravens are going to draft a kicker. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crown. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Friday Free for All here. The right choice for Maryland, and coming up in this hour, Tim Walz weighs in on freedom, of course, his definition. Remember, this is a guy who put tampons in the men's in the boys' bathroom. Supreme Court, there's more oral arguments you must hear about the Rainbow Mafia curriculum they're trying to force down the indoctrinate the three-year-olds in Montgomery County. And finally, the old media is upset at the new media being given access to the White House press briefing.
Oh, they sure are, Sean. Matter of fact, CNN followed one of the members of the new media around for a while. Her name is Natalie Witters, and she was asked, why do you think you deserve to be here? What have you done so you deserve to be in the White House press room?
Well, I'm pretty sure the group of people in there spent, 4 years covering for someone who was essentially dead, and that's being charitable in my description of him, a president by the name of Joe Biden. So to all those people who are apoplectic over having new media voices, you guys failed, and that's why we're here.
Period.
Yeah.
You guys failed.
Natalie's the White House correspondent in for War Room, and she was the co-host when Steve Bannon was incarcerated. So she's a really bright, bright young woman, and she is clearly America first. And I think they should be given seats in the press briefing room and oust the state-run alphabet media.
Yeah, many of not just the alphabet media, but many of the old media have these nice chairs they can sit on, and the newer folks get to stand and virtually never get recognized.
But they've done nothing but mock her, what she's wearing, her outfits, her quality. I mean, the rest of the media doesn't, they get no scrutiny whatsoever. No. But for Natalie and for others, Kara Kostrunova of Gateway Pundit, they all get mocked and demonized by the left wing.
Scott Jennings, who was a special advisor to George, I think, W. Bush, and said part of what's happened is people are just tired. They're tired of the bias they see in the swamp media.
They're tired of feeling like the mass media screens out one viewpoint versus another in political coverage. They're tired of media institutions favoring one party over another. They're tired of narratives over factual stories. If I had any advice for 60 Minutes or anybody else, it would be just cover the news and try to be fair about it and stop putting your finger on the scale.
And it happens all the time. When we're going through copy here that's fed down from various news services, it's an edit job before we can go on the air with. You can't simply pick up a piece of copy, make sure you're reading it correctly, or in my case, mostly correctly, and then go from there. You have to then rewrite frequently because of the bias built in to the stories as they exist, and we try to get it all, and we sometimes miss one or two. But that's a real problem. It's a problem for those of us in the media who would like to give, during the news segment of this show, you know, who, what, when, where, why, how.
I don't know, when I was taking courses in that way back when, before they paved the roads, that's kind of what they said news people should be doing.
The reason that you have lost trust ought to be obvious to you, and the way to fix it also ought to be obvious to you, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump and everything to do with the product. Just try to make a better product that appeals to more people. And the way you appeal to more people is by not crapping on half or more than half of the country because of their values and political viewpoint.
Yeah, there you go. That is exactly what you have. You have the swamp media saying, we can talk down to you because we're smarter than you are. And frankly, we look at you and think you're kind of dumb. We'll hear what Dan Goldman has to say about this. Kind of fascinating to see this striving, grasping Democrat talk about the swamp media. That's coming up later on this half hour. First, though, it's 13 after 7:13 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And of course, back in the day, you were commonly known as Rip Reader in the newsroom.
That's right. I went to Rip in college. We originated
for that purpose.
We originated
for that purpose.
Yeah. Rip and read. Yeah.
Is that a script? The Fort McHenry Tunnel still recovering, at least we're making some progress now as you're coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel down to 395. But you've got to keep in mind all that traffic that was backed up now is trying to work its way past 395 Washington Boulevard and eventually out to the Beltway. So it's not just running at the posted limit. Still slow. Everybody's going together. And eventually they'll get out to the Beltway over on the southwest side. We're still going to be backed up on 95 back beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 895 right now is backed up between Pulaski Highway and Moravia Road. But again, we're on the way to some improvement. Just going to take a little while and hopefully no other new problems. Beltway for the time being looks good. There's a report there may be a new minor wreck on the BW Parkway where it turns into Russell Street coming up to Waterview Avenue. That would be just inside the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM Weather Channel forecast for your weekend today, nice. It'll be sunny, 78 tonight. Rain starts to move into the area. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with showers, even a thunderstorm possible earlier in the day. It might clear out by later on Saturday evening. High tomorrow, 80, and then sunny and 72 on Sunday. And right now, we're mostly cloudy, 55 in the city and 55 in Arnold. Time for our Mega Movement updates.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
Yesterday at the White House, the president welcomed the Norwegian president, and during that time, the Ukraine-Russia war came up, and after Trump had said that he thinks Russia's ready for peace, Vladimir Putin fired missiles into Kyiv, and President Trump was not happy.
Mr. President, this morning in a script so proposed, he used the words, Vladimir, stop. That seemed like a slightly different message, a personal message. What is your level of frustration with President Putin?
I didn't like last night. I wasn't happy with it. And we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired. And I was not happy with it. That's what I meant. And that's, you know, what it's about.
Yeah, and now they're comparing the Trump Truth Social post, Vladimir, stop, to Joe Biden saying, don't. So they're saying neither has been effective so far. So we shall see as to what happens. So not only does the president have a Russia-Ukraine problem, we've got the ongoing issue of Hamas in Gaza, and now we have China. Gordon Chang is reporting that China's regime, despite repeated warnings from Washington, is helping the Yemen-based militia try to kill American sailors. Bill Gertz, The Washington Times, says providing satellite data that is being used to identify U.S. and other ships in the Red Sea for missile strikes appears to be part of the deal between Beijing and the Houthis that would end attacks on Chinese shipping. President Trump should invoke the Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, end trade and investment ties with China. China's regime, by its actions and its words, is America's enemy. They've been fighting an economic war, a cultural war, everything but a kinetic war. Now they're helping our enemies to target American ships. I don't know what it's going to take, but China is not our friend. And I think President Trump knows that, and he's trying to figure out a way to make them pay. We shall see. As to the ongoing what's happening at the FBI and the DOJ, and why isn't Pam Bondi and Cash Patel and Dan Bongino, why aren't they going after the you know, the Russia people and all the folks who went after Lawfare and that weaponized the system against President Trump? Well, according to Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project, he was almost Steve Bannon yesterday, and he says, just be patient.
And the word is from Pam and the team is that, hey, we're not going to screw any of these things up. We don't want to hurry it. Things are happening. Stand by.
Justice is definitely coming. Let me just assure the War Room posse, justice is coming, and there's going to be accountability for this unprecedented Republican-ending Lawfare, where the Biden Justice Department was politicized,
yes,
and weaponized. There's going to be, yes, accountability for a lot of these crimes. It, yes, takes time to build these crimes. Cash Patel is there. He's doing a hell of a good job. So is Dan Bongino, his deputy.
Okay.
Justice is coming. So just because we don't see it publicly does not mean it's not happening. I know what's happening.
All right. Well, we shall see if they're going to be able to deliver on that. The Trump administration utilized a brilliant workaround to outwit a Biden judge who tried to ban them from deporting certain illegal aliens. Judge Brian Murphy, a Biden appointee, ordered that people with final removal orders have a chance to argue that deportation to a country other than their own could jeopardize their safety. So his order said you couldn't use the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, to deport. So what did Trump do? He used the DOD, the Department of Defense, to deport those illegal aliens. And, well, that's what the order said.
Yeah.
Trump is taking the transgender military ban fight all the way to the Supreme Court. The good economic news is Swiss pharma giant Roche is going to invest $50 billion into the United States. And U.S. tariff revenues hit a record $15 billion in April, surging over 60%. A lot of money coming in. Trump said that anti-Semitic Harvard has been taken hostage by crazed lunatics, and now Yale looks like they might be next on the list to be defunded. He also signed an executive order cracking down on the illegal straw donor and foreign contributions through fundraising platforms like Act Blue, which has been outed repeatedly for dirty donations or money laundering. The Trump administration also launched a whistleblower tip line to report chemical or surgical sex changes being performed on minors. That, of course, is still going on in this country, believe it or not. And finally, the president's going to install two 100-foot flagpoles paid for by President Trump out of his own pocket. Okay? And this, of course, would be the United States has its own flag depicting an eagle against a dark blue field. It does not fly over the White House. And so he can put whatever flags he wants on there as long as it doesn't fly over the White House. That's the American flag that flies there.
Yep.
And the 100th day celebration will be held in Michigan next week. And that, of course, is going to be on Tuesday. And the focus there is going to be auto tariffs. And that's the way it was 96 days into the golden age of America.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit Jarvis Appliance.
Hi, Frank Looper here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
Hi, this is Charlie Kirk. When you want the truth, plain and simple, and someone to fight for our Constitution and country, then join me every weeknight at 7 for the Charlie Kirk Show, Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good Friday morning, 7:23, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so 895, the old Harbor Tunnel, they never had a problem, but they took the hit from the stuff going on with the vehicle fire on 95 after the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So 895 is still backed up. It's moving, excuse me, one second. Still moving south from Pulaski Highway going into the tunnel, but it's going to take still about 15 to 20 minutes, maybe a little bit longer to get through there. Actually really improving now on 95 going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and down towards 395. It may be a little bit slow yet coming down from Eastern Avenue and O'Donnell Street, but barring any new problems, I'm going to start to clear this out. Now, just as I said that, the right tube is starting to slow again. It never stops. It never stops. Where was I going? Oh, BW Parkway, northbound. The wreck is minor. It's in the right lane coming up towards Waterview Avenue. That's just inside the city-county line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Well, the Charleston sunshine today, 78 right now, cloudy 55 in Dundalk and 55 in Edgewater. Let's go to Rob in Baltimore.
Morning, Rob.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just I've been thinking about this for a while. I just wanted to know what your thoughts are on this, you know, with the Supreme Court, the way they're rolling against Trump and these judges and everything. I'd like to know, when are they going to rule, you know, that it's unconstitutional for the American taxpayers to keep funding these so-called migrants that are in this country? You know, that it's going to, you know, that we have to pay for our taxpayer dollars. I would like to know when that's going to happen.
Well,
I hate to disappoint you, Rob, but the Supreme Court
is that going to happen? Supreme Court has ruled that we must educate the children that are here illegally. Yeah, so there's precedent for that. And I know the USDA just cut off all of the benefits for illegal aliens from as far as the food stamp or SNAP program.
But beyond that, it is constitutional. As long as your elected representative have voted to allow this stuff, it's within the Constitution. If they decide to not allow it and it continues, then there might be an argument. But beyond that, so far, it is constitutional.
Well,
we can disagree with it,
and everybody gets tired. Yeah, everybody gets tired of their hard-earned money, you know, going towards people, you know, that are illegally.
No doubt.
No, I agree completely. I'm sick of it. I don't like the idea that you have less than 50% of the population actually paying federal income taxes. To me, that's insane. Right. Beyond that the 50% who don't pay, these people get a earned income tax credit. They're not paying taxes. So basically, it's just an income transfer to them. But if our learned representatives have said yes to this crap, then we got to either get new representatives, or, you know, just suck it up. Rob, thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. And I think that's the reason why Trump with the tariffs is important to level the trade, the balance, the trading partners and that. At the same time, he's talking about replacing the income tax with tariff revenue. Again, it might be a pipe dream, but that would get rid of a lot of this wealth transfer in the future.
Dan Goldman, a guy that you see frequently on your TV on virtually every cable network, he really wants to be on TV a lot. This guy has higher aspirations. I'm not quite sure where he's going to go from there, but he has higher aspirations than just being in Congress. As he said during an interview yesterday, what he really wants, I can't understand why he can't make it happen, is he wants to be on Fox News every day.
I try to get on Fox News every week. I'll go on any show. I think it's really important for us to talk to other people from other viewpoints.
Yeah, well, okay. But there's an odd presumption he makes. Somehow he's being treated unfairly because he can't go to Fox News every week. Let's point out, Mr. Goldman, sir, you are one of 435 congresspeople, period. That means probably once every 435 weeks, you should be able to expect to be on the TV, but nothing more frequently than that. He says, look, he needs to talk to Fox, and we Democrats, we need to talk to these horrible people like Joe Rogan.
It's important for us to talk to Fox News and other people and Joe Rogan and anyone where people are interested and engaged and want to know the facts. I'm game to go on there.
Yeah, if only he would bring some facts with him when he went on, which is a different story entirely. Talk Radio 680, WCB, more on that topic coming up during the show. Folks, if you were having hearing problems, if maybe your spouse, your mom, your dad, brother, sister, whoever the relation might be, are having difficulty hearing when something is said to you, or when you want to just hear the birds chirp in the morning, or you're missing parts of conversations or your favorite song, now is the time to reach out to Audiology Associates. Audiology Associates, they're at 944-3100. That's area code 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Sagan and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to every patient's treatment plan. And to give you a really wonderful satisfaction guarantee, 100%. You're not satisfied, a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Audiology Associates is the trusted name in Maryland, and they have been now for over 45 years. Offices throughout the entire Baltimore metro area, call 410-944-3100, online, aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates, 410-944-3100.
All right, coming up next, more from the oral arguments before the Supreme Court on Mahmoud versus Taylor, involving the Rainbow Mafia curriculum in books for three-year-olds in Montgomery County. This could be one for the ages. We'll tell you all about it in just a second at 7:30. Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Man in custody in connection with a March 29th quadruple shooting in Baltimore's Northern District. The shooting on Venable Avenue left four people hurt, including an 18-year-old man and a 57-year-old woman. Broderick Young, arrested on Wednesday without incident, charged with multiple counts of attempted murder, being held at Central Booking. Baltimore police are identifying a man who died after a double shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Happened around 9:30 Wednesday night, Patton Avenue near Pimlico. Derek Bright, shot multiple times, died at a hospital. Second man who was shot during that incident is in the hospital in serious condition. Baltimore plans to expand summer hours at 9 rec centers to help keep local youth busy and out of trouble. Mayor Brandon Scott says the 9 rec centers will promote the city's summer youth engagement strategy by keeping youth protected while keeping them away from law enforcement during the summer when crime typically increases. The centers will stay open until 11 o'clock every Friday and Saturday night. Initial filings for unemployment benefits, whoop, they're higher in Baltimore and in Maryland. U.S. Labor Department reports jobless claims, seen as a barometer for layoffs, increased to more than 2,900 for the week ending April 19th. That's an increase of nearly 150 from the previous week. U.S. jobless claims rose to about 2,200 last week, an increase of around 6,000 from the previous week's revised figures. Maryland will not send commuters texts for toll debt. There's a scam going around that want to get you. They will not do it. That's the message from MDTA as people continue to deal with phony texts. Marylanders have reported receiving texts urging them to pay for passing through a toll. Officials say scammers are out to steal people's money and personal information. Scammers should be reported to the authorities. And Baltimore's ultramarathon swimmer Katie Pumphrey is back in the water as she prepares for another feat. This is a swim all the way across the English Channel. She completed her Bay to Baltimore swim last year, becoming the first person to make that swim as she raised awareness about Baltimore's efforts to clean up the harbor. She plans to make another Bay to Baltimore swim this summer before she heads to England for her Channel swim on Memorial Day. 7:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. When individuals or nation states who profess to follow God turn around and abandon him, there are consequences that follow. When Israel turned her back on the Lord, Deuteronomy 32 reminds us that God often responds in kind. When we forsake God as America has done, we become godless. And because God is the source of blessing, peace, joy, wisdom, and comfort, we've forsaken all of these attributes too. One would think that would be enough to drive people back to God. But persistence in willful disobedience and willful ignorance of God's ways creates a kind of blindness and deafness that makes people unwilling to turn back. This is when we risk experiencing greater misfortune. There are still enough Jews and Christians in this nation who honor and obey the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's time to start praying to him again in earnest before he decides to abandon us completely. Are we still one nation under God, America? It's time to prove it. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's moment of truth.
Pick 3, lottery 669. Pick 4, 5165. And now, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
There's still some backing at both the harbor tunnels, but much better than it was an hour ago when we had all that vehicle fire stuff going on and a broken down vehicle in the tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So right now, between O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, Fort McHenry Tunnel, still some delays there. All four lanes are open going into the tunnel. Looks good down towards 395, and even 895 has moved in just a bit, and the pace continues to improve. So barring any new problems there, we should be okay, just back to the normal heavy traffic at this point. Apparently there was a minor wreck about 10 minutes ago on the BW Parkway northbound near the airport cutoff. The report is now those vehicles are on the shoulder, and whatever backup was there is gone, and just some heavy traffic between Powder Mill Road and 197 on the south end. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Outdoor plans for most of the weekend looking good. Tomorrow could be a bit tricky. That's when we have some rain. Today's a dry day, a warm afternoon, 78. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, some thunder at times, 80. Blue skies, no rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Business owners can now keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta pulling the trigger last night on what has the makings of another first-round winner for Baltimore, selecting Georgia safety Malachi Starks with the 27th pick.
Wired like a Raven, great mentality, probably one of the most impressive interviews we've ever had at the Combine. Ball hawk, he's a physical guy, he's a very, very good tackler.
And then he decided to go down memory lane.
And I was reminded that the last time we took a Starks in the first round, he ended up intercepting a pass in the Super Bowl. So hopefully that ends up happening again.
Talking about Dwayne Starks, of course, picking off Kerry Collins in Super Bowl 35. Elsewhere in the draft, the Browns passed up on the Shohei Ohtani of football, trading out of the number 2 pick and allowing the Jags to swoop in and nab the superstar Travis Hunter. The Giants go all in and trade up for Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart. Deion's son Shedeur Sanders falls out of the first round. Team's not taking a liking to his attitude. Meanwhile, months after one of the lowest moments of his otherwise outstanding NFL career, Ravens tight end Mark Andrews has broken his silence, revealing in an ESPN interview that his gloves had been wet when he dropped the game-tying two-point conversion that sealed the Ravens' divisional round playoff loss to the Bills in January. It comes up because Andrews has been the subject of trade speculation leading into this weekend's NFL draft. Meanwhile, the Birds were in the nation's capital last night, looking to break a three-game losing streak, tied at one with the Nats in the fifth.
Start to fall. Got a fastball up the middle. It's through. That might be the at-bat of the year so far. 9 pitches. Ends on a fastball shot right back up the box. Cedric Mullins goes.
goes left on left again, and the Orioles jump in front.
Cedric Mullins does it again. Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Mullins' RBI single in the fifth was the difference. Cade Povich looked like the real deal, going 6 2/3 last night. The Birds win it 2-1, salvage a game against the Nats. The manager said it looked like old times.
Oriole base.
Yeah, I was telling a couple guys that haven't been here before, the last two games was more of the games we played the last few years, and you know, solid defense. I mean, we made one error, but for the most part, solid defensively. A good bullpen.
Birds try to carry that to Detroit tonight, opening a three-gamer with the Tigers. The time now is 7:37. When we return, it's the end of an era in Baltimore.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, I'm not going to reveal the sources, etc., but I do have a feeling now that the Ravens, not tonight, but the Ravens will draft a kicker tomorrow, Saturday, in the later rounds of the draft. Going to depend on the board and going to depend on what other teams do, obviously. But what I'm hearing is that the position is too important for the Ravens to rely on a free agent kicker. There's three or four of them good ones out there. Two of them at least are going to get drafted, and I think the Ravens are going to be one of them. So it's an end of an era for Justin Tucker in Baltimore, in my opinion.
Well, it certainly sounds like it could be based on the a number of things. Number one, his performance last year was off a little bit. Now you have the controversial controversy off the field, and maybe it is time to move on. When you think about kickers, how many points they put up in the course of a season, it is an integral part of your offensive strategy.
Well, here's the kicker, pun intended. The Ravens lost five games in the regular season last year by 22 points. Justin Tucker missed 22 points worth of kicking. In those games.
That might be the fact nail in the coffin. All right.
I believe it is.
We'll see. Thanks, Gary. Okay. Appreciate that. 7:39, 21 before the hour of 8 o'clock. Several listeners have a bone to pick with you, Bruce, regarding something you said. Here's Gary in Kingsville.
Hey, Gary.
Good morning. Bruce.
Gary.
You know, you just got to be a little careful when you say these things if people are going to take you literally. I think I heard you say that if the Congress votes for it, it's constitutional.
The Congress has voted to appropriate the money. The money has been signed. The bill was signed by President Biden and Obama before him. Until there is a change in policy or a constitutional challenge, that is constitutional.
It never should have passed. It never was constitutional, my friend.
Well,
Article 1. Hold on, Gary.
It did pass, and until there is a court challenge, you have to assume it's constitutional unless there's a court challenge. There's been no court challenge to this at the Supreme Court level, challenging whether or not it's constitutional for them to have devoted money to this. It's a disagreement in policy. And the policy had been set by Obama and Biden according to Article 1 in the Constitution.
Well, again, with all due respect, just because the courts haven't done anything about it, we make the mistake of thinking that if they haven't told us it's wrong, it's not wrong. The fact is, Bruce, it's wrong. Any American citizen can read the Constitution and see that in some places it speaks of general principles, the common welfare, this and that. But Congress specified what those things meant in Article 1, Section 8, and there's not one word about education for immigrants or for Americans in there. It's not there.
Well,
so it ain't.
Yeah, and let's also point out that the Supreme Court and Congress has done stuff in the past, but the Supreme Court has also gotten things wrong. Remember,
sure.
Dred Scott? Yeah. So, again, they've been flawed as well. So just because Congress passes it doesn't make it constitutional. And just because the Supreme Court has ruled in the favor of something doesn't always make it constitutional, as we have found out.
Yes, but you have to look, guys, you can't prove a negative in this situation. That's what you're saying. You're saying we should assume it's not constitutional. My point is, until there is a significant challenge, the presumption has to be that it's within the Constitution. I've seen no challenges to this at all as a constitutional issue.
Sure. One last time. If instead if we assume it's not constitutional, then we, because we understand what the document says, then we as a nation should put pressure on both the courts and on Congress to do their job.
Sure enough.
Yeah, no, I think it's
that's fair enough.
I'd like to see, because they have these, they have the Senate parliamentarian, they have all these parliamentarians. I think parliamentarians, they're obsessed with the rules of the Senate and or of the House.
Yeah, that's
but what they should be obsessed is this bill that we're drafting, does it pass muster? Is it constitutional? Well, that's what we should have.
There used to be the function of the presidency, Sean. There used to be that when a bill would get over to the president, one of the first questions they would ask is this constitutional? Should I pass it? I don't see that happening.
Because Congress has kicked a lot of its responsibility to the executive branch and let them run roughshod over.
Yeah, they've abdicated many of the congressional responsibilities they have. My point is a little technical, maybe. It's not that I'm assuming everything is all good and this is the right thing to do. I'm assuming that Congress and a president have put this into action, that they are in charge of domestic policy and foreign policy, and that the people elected those individuals to those positions. And until there is a challenge, the assumption has to be that it's within the Constitution. Yeah. That's all.
Got to run, Gary, but listen, stimulating debate. Thanks for calling into the show here.
Well,
just like recently, like Justice Alito with his dissent over this latest ruling on Garcia.
Precisely.
And he said it's legally questionable what the Supreme Court just did. So he's calling into question his own body as to whether or not they're being constitutional.
And if that sets up a review at a later date by a different court, good deal. I'd be very happy with that. But until then, we can't assume somehow that we can ignore what the courts, Congress, and the president have done. That has to be assumed to be the basis of constitutional behavior. 743, traveling weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
Brought to you as a service, Barney's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We had a report that may have been a broken down vehicle on the Bay Bridge eastbound. I just looked at the camera, and several of the cameras are out, but the traffic coming across the westbound side. I thought you were going to say something. Okay, the westbound side showing the traffic is open, and I can see the span going east over towards Kent Island, and I don't see anything there. So it looks like whatever it was may have corrected itself. The morning backup has arrived on I-97 southbound at Route 32, and then that traffic coming south from Benfield Boulevard will start to get into that a little bit heavy as you're coming down from Benfield right into the split. After the bridge at 178, then the pace is good from there all the way down to the ramps at Route 50. Beltway West Side, not bad at all today, but the inner loop at Greenspring is slow, and the outer loop is slow at Hartford Road. We're still backed up, slowing, but improving at both the Harbor Tunnels, and that's primarily southbound. It's time for a spring tune-up for your vehicle. Change your oil, refresh your coolant system, rotate your tires. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the total forecast is going to be a morning cloud cover, and then, of course, a little bit later on, it gets sunny and 78, and right now 55 and cloudy in Severn. It's 56 in Middle River. By the way, we need a contestant here to choose your fake news. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So if you would like to play match wits against the panel and pick up a potential prize, 100th anniversary T-shirt and a coffee mug regarding WCBM. Just call right now, reserve your spot, and you get to match wits with, of course, Chuck Whitaker, the one and only.
The man
who's going to be completely roasted at the WCBM Crab Feast on Friday, June 20th. Okay. That's what I know. You are going to be roasted. Now, you'll get an opportunity to respond. You get the last say at the roast.
Yeah, has Jimmy increased their insurance for that building? I just want to know.
It's going to be a Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and it's going to be a great night. All you can eat crabs and the roast of Chuck and so on and so forth, and maybe they'll take him out on a gurney. We don't know. But in any event.
Dan Gurney.
By the way, we've arranged for your last word to be 2 hours after closing. I hope you don't mind.
Either way, make me feel better.
Tony in Pikesville is our contestant. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, guys.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go third.
Third?
Ooh, okay. All right.
Do you want to have Chuck immediately precede you or follow you?
Either way, it's up to Chuck.
Okay.
Or up Chuck.
Up Chuck, yeah. Don't, please don't say that. All right, Chaz.
Story one.
I'll let him go, and then I'll follow him. How's that?
Okay. All right, that's fine. Unusual startup announced the world's first sperm race.
The what?
A race involving actual sperm will be held today at the Hollywood Palladium in Los Angeles. Sperm Racing, a startup by a bunch of team of young millionaires, announces representatives from two competing schools, Southern Cal and UCLA. They'll provide the microscopic swimmers for the inaugural sperm race.
Boy, I had a really good line.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Story two.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No, it's a really, he's sitting there, and you can't see a damn thing.
The first driverless tractor trailer trucks are now on the roads in Texas. The semi trucks, apparently autonomous trucking companies have been testing their fleets on Texas highways for several years, but will back up with safety drivers in the cab. But the question is, one day, they'll probably get rid of the safety backup drivers, and then what? Now, story three, the judge who let one of the Tesla vandals go the other day in Hennepin County, Minnesota, attorney Mary Moriarty has now done it again. She has let a second Tesla vandal walk, and this is a woman who had keyed a Tesla Cybertruck. The judge said it was a form of protest and that the vandal would only have to pay damages and not get any jail time. All right, is it story one, the first ever sperm race being held today in Hollywood? Story two, driverless trucks are rolling in Texas. Or story three, judge says keying a Tesla's a form of protest, and you only have to pay the damages, not go to jail. All right, we'll start with Bruce.
All right, story number two, the driverless tractor trailers. Yes, I think that's probably true. As a matter of fact, I think it's being spearheaded by Skynet Trucking, and we'll know when Skynet becomes self-aware. Story number three, again, that's probably true because that's Minnesota for you folks. A protest now includes damaging other people's property. No, it doesn't, but it's still true. Story number one, yeah, I'm sorry. God, I hope this is fake news.
All right, Bruce says the sperm race story is fake news. Kristen?
All horrifying prospects as usual, but I guess I'll go with one. I have a lot of questions about that.
All right, Kristen goes for story one. Tony?
Well, one, I don't know if one's true or not, because I don't know how big the jockeys would be, but...
Oh, that's a great line.
That's very good.
I like that. That's a great line.
And it passes muster.
Yes.
You like that? I think number three is false in this case.
All right, Tony goes story number three. Chuck?
I thought one sounded fishy, but I'm going to go with it anyway.
Nobody votes for story number two, driverless trucks. That's a scary thought, but it's happening in Texas. Well, someday, it's bad enough we got illegal alien drivers with the trucks. Now we have driverless trucks. Story one is also a true story.
You're kidding me.
No.
And the theory behind this is that male fertility has been suffering of late. We're not procreating in the numbers we once did. And a lot of it has to do with sperm quality. What is impacting the quality of sperm, microplastics, and a number of other things. So they're trying to test and see
Jack Daniels.
Sperm health. And sperm racing, Chuck Pranick's investing in himself, yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I like his idea. What size are the jockeys?
It's best line of the week.
Are they jockey shorts?
They could be.
Might be.
That's
little,
probably the problem.
They could have little floaters on, too.
They should go back to boxers.
Story three. Tony's the only one who got it today. Story three is our fake news story of the day. The judge did not say it was a form of protest and let the woman off. So, all right, Tony, I put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. Thank you so much for listening and playing the game. 751. And the law offices of Michael A. Freeman are there for you 24/7 should you ever need them. Serious injuries, resulting in serious serious accidents, I'm sorry, resulting in serious injuries, do need serious legal representation. And that's why Michael really shines. His firm puts your priority is the recovery that you get better. And it's hard to do when you're worried about all the other distractions, battling the insurance companies and trying to find doctors and making your way back to work and helping out with your family and so on and so forth. So all you have to do is make the phone call to Michael and Stephen and Rachel Alpert-Friedman, and the rest of the attorneys will take it from there, whether it goes all the way to trial or whether they settle out of court, doesn't matter. They're in it for the long haul. It's one of the reasons why the law offices of Michael A. Freeman have been voted one of the best, top 10, each and every year here in the state of Maryland. So we hope and pray you never, ever need them, but they're there if you do. 410-363-6848, toll free, 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Dahlia coming up right after the 9 o'clock news. Of course, Kim Klasick live coming in on this Friday, coming up the next 60 minutes. Well, Illinois, Pritzker, the governor out there, said they're going to boycott El Salvador because they're going to protest poor Mr. Garcia, the Maryland dad, being down there. The question is, will Maryland follow suit? And we have a couple of great pieces of audio. One was a telephone call into a morning podcast ripping the Democrats for their behavior. And one of them is a young black woman who rips the Democrats because she thinks they're just flat out stupid on stuff. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
We picked up a slowdown on the interloop. We've been looking at it here coming up from Wilkins Avenue through Frederick Road up towards I-70. And again, it only takes a broken down vehicle, somebody a little bit slower than usual getting up through that area. So it's the pace now is a little better coming up through there. The outer loop was also in good shape. Back towards Liberty Road, some minor impacts there, slowing a little bit now coming south from 795. The inner loop at Green Spring below the speed just a bit, and the outer loop on the Parkville side is still backed up. Looks like we're still going to be looking at some delays as we're coming south into both the harbor tunnels. Had a lot of problems earlier at the Fort McHenry tunnel, but we're moving. Yeah, 95, the pace is good going into the tunnel. I can see 95 right over there about a half mile away, and we're not too bad coming down the hill from the Keith Avenue ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
WCBM Weather Channel forecast. Here's your weekend. Today looks good. Sunny and 78, but then the rain later on this evening. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 80. It might clear out by early afternoon, and then because cold front's moving through, and then we get sunny and 72 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 55 in Severn, and it is 55 in Forest Hill. You're up to date here on the Morning Drive.
For many of us, we went through high school learning how to actually chart out sentences. You know, you'd graph them, you'd put little diagonal lines below the line, verb, adverb, direct object, et cetera, modifying words, subject, object. Well, for Tim Walz, he apparently has a master's in syntax and sentence structure.
There have been people looking to steal from those who need them the most. We've made strides. I want to be clear. It is not enough to complain about the damage of the administration is causing.
That doesn't make sense.
It's not even enough to try and clean up as much of this mess as we can.
You see, this is a guy who clearly excelled at building sentence structure. But you got the diagonal lines perhaps a little bit confused. This is from last night's state address out in Minnesota. And he then argued that the poor Maryland man, he never got his due process.
In this land of the free and home of the brave, we have university students being swept up, shoved into unmarked vans, and fathers being tossed into Salvadorian gulags without a hint of due process.
Without a hint of due process. As we pointed out almost ad nauseum at this point, due process happened a number of times. This guy had more due process than a number of victims of illegal crime in this country and a number of others of us. Two times in 2019, 6 years ago, he had due process. It's done. It's a dead horse. Please stop beating it.
I want to be real clear about this. If you say you love freedom, but you don't believe freedom is for everybody, then the thing you love isn't freedom. It's privilege.
Okay, that's fine. But I want you to understand the way he's applying that.
That means, in other words, if you can't be, you know, a Garcia and have your freedom and have us endorse that he has his freedom, then somehow we're not in favor of freedom, we're in favor of privilege? That's insane. I mean, that's truly insane. There are a number of prisons in this country filled with people who apparently don't have freedom. Should we actually just let them all out because somehow they don't have freedom? And if we don't believe in freedom, then we're somehow bad people, freedom as you define it? And that's a real problem for me. But this is the philosophy, Sean, the overriding philosophy of the Democrat Party.
Yeah, well, again, every time a Democrat talks about freedom, I just crack up because they are the anti-freedom party.
Yep.
They're the ones who want to, you know, the COVID lockdowns along with some of the uniparty Republicans, like Lockdown Larry here in the state of Maryland. But they took away our freedoms. They're all about taking away our freedoms. They're the ones that want to make you use personal pronouns. They're the ones that want to make your tax dollars pay for transitioning soldiers and everybody else. They're the ones that want to stuff our three-year-olds with minds of a Rainbow Mafia curriculum as far as pride puppies and transitioning boys who want to be girls and so on and so forth. These are the people that are a threat to freedom, the Democrat Party. Yeah. And so, they, you know, again, it's laughable that Tampon Tim would even mention it or even try to espouse it because he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about.
All right, briefly here before the top of the hour, I want to pass this along. 38 years ago, in his business book, The Art of the Deal, Donald Trump laid out what he calls the elements of the deal. And this is important to understand about the way this guy negotiates. Think big, protect the downside, the upside will take care of itself. Maximize your options, know your market, use your leverage, enhance your location, get the word out, fight back, deliver the goods, contain the costs, and last, have fun. That's exactly what's happening in the White House right now.
Yeah.
Every single step that he laid out years ago.
Yeah, well, I don't think he's having fun with the war. And but on the tariffs.
No, on the tariffs.
On the economic stuff, yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to see that. It's just you're dealing with, in this particular case, there are a lot of these third parties. And these are extremely difficult. And I know he said he would get it done in one day. And that was hyperbole on his part because he knew, unless going in, there was going to be some kind of a deal cut. But here's the thing. I think what Donald Trump did not count on in the Russia-Ukraine thing is that not only does Zelensky want to continue to fight war, the CIA does. The CIA wants to continue to funnel money into Ukraine to try to take down Putin, to try to negate and equalize Russia. And so you've got your own, this is just my opinion, I don't have any facts to back it up, but I've been watching this very carefully now for years. Who's responsible for all this gun running, all this money that's going into Ukraine? It's the CIA. And they've got a black budget to do it as well. So I think that you gotta solve that problem. And we haven't heard much of Ratcliffe so far in this. So stay tuned. All right, it's 8 o'clock. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680
WCBN Baltimore. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An explosive Russian drone has slammed into an apartment building in southeast Ukraine. 3 people killed, 10 others injured. Today's early morning attack comes one day after President Trump rebuked Vladimir Putin for a deadly missile and drone strike on Kiev.
Like at this last night, I wasn't happy with it, and we're in the midst of talking peace, and missiles were fired, and I was not happy with it. That's what I meant.
Trump envoy Steve Witkoff expected to meet with Putin in Moscow today for the second time this month. Another high-ranking Russian military officer assassinated by a car bomb. Investigators say the lieutenant general was killed by an explosive device in a district just outside of Moscow. Small business, an important driver of the U.S. economy, could be in for a 20% tax cut. That's the goal of House Republicans, according to Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith. Says there's no time to waste in getting her done.
America needs certainty. You're looking at 27 million small businesses that they're making decisions for next year, and they don't know if their tax rate is going to be 43.4% or 23-28%. We have to provide that certainty, and that's in fact what we'll do.
The Missouri Republican speaking with the Salem Radio Network. When GOP lawmakers return to the Hill next week, he says the focus will be on passing President Trump's budget priorities. He allegedly set a pile of wooden pallets on fire and then took off. A 19-year-old New Jersey man is charged in connection with the wildfire raging in the state's Pine Barrens. Federal prosecutors say they will seek the death penalty for Luigi Mangione. Should he be convicted in the fatal shooting of the United Healthcare CEO, Mangione due back in court later today. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 147 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
See, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
8:03 Friday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The slowing on the Beltway northwest side now, a little heavier between 795 and Liberty Road. We're checking to see if there may be a problem between Liberty Road and Security Boulevard. Haven't spotted anything. As a matter of fact, just in the last couple of minutes, that got a little bit better through there. We had some slowing on the Beltway coming up through Frederick Road and eventually towards I-70. That also looks better now. And even the inner loop at Green Spring, whatever that backup was, is cleared out. Here, Baltimore County responding to something on the Beltway. We'll let you know as soon as we figure that out. In the meantime, JFX has been okay as you're moving south towards downtown from Ruxton Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Outdoor plans for most of the weekend looking good. Tomorrow could be a bit tricky. That's when we have some rain. Today's a dry day, a warm afternoon, 78. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, some thunder at times, 80. Blue skies, no rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures right now are in the pleasant range, 50 degrees currently in Hunt Valley. Sorry about my eyeball. Parkville currently also has 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Authorities say three Baltimore men have been sentenced for their participation in a crime spree that stretched along the region in late 2023. The three identified as 20-year-old Corey Sabb, 20-year-old Dwayne Sanders, both from Baltimore, 19-year-old Alan Hill from Rosedale. And they were convicted in a total of 45 incidents, including 22 commercial armed robberies and 8 stolen vehicles. Sabb, Sanders, and Hill all received 30-year sentences. Federal judge in Maryland ordering the White House to facilitate the return of a second immigrant deported to El Salvador. Known only as Christian, the Venezuelan man was deported despite what the contention is that he was part of a class action settlement that should have protected him from removal. The Trump administration argued that his deportation under the Alien Enemies Act superseded his asylum claim. Man in custody in connection with the March 29 quadruple shooting in Baltimore's Northern District. The shooting on Venable Avenue left 4 people hurt, including an 18-year-old man and a 57-year-old woman. Broderick Young, arrested Wednesday without incident, charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. And Baltimore police identifying a man who died after a double shooting Wednesday in Northwest Baltimore. Happened around 9:30 p.m. Patton Avenue near Pimlico. Derek Bright was shot multiple times, died at a hospital. Second man who was shot during the incident is in the hospital in serious condition. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 6, 6, 9. Your pick 4, 5, 1, 6, 5. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business, powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The ability to play multiple positions at a high level is what put Malachi Starks over the top in the Ravens' minds. And so it was that the team selected the Georgia safety with their number one pick last night. Head coach John Harbaugh at the mic.
All different positions he plays. He plays both safeties, he plays nickel, he plays the dime linebacker spot, which is what Kyle does, which is what Adarius does, and then Marlon plays inside and outside. So the ability to move all those pieces around and get him in different positions is pretty exciting.
Meanwhile, encouraging signs from the Orioles last night in D.C. as they gutted out a 2-1 win over the Nats, Baltimore's first this season when scoring three runs or less. Cedric Mullins with a key RBI single in the fifth. Here's the manager.
Cedric Mullins, maybe the at-bat of the year for me. Just playing incredible brand of baseball right now in every single facet.
Cade Povich goes 6 2/3 for the win for the Orioles. The Caps playoff run resumes tonight. It'll be game 3 in Montreal. Here's head coach Spencer Carberry.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I know people say it's like no other experience in the league of playoff hockey in Montreal at the Bell Center. I'm a little bit biased because I thought our building was pretty impressive over the last two games. But
booing the national anthem, the American national anthem, that is, I'm sure will be part of it. Coming up in 30 minutes, the end of an era in Baltimore, part two. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hi, Frank Luber here again for my good friend Rod Barowie and his Safe Retirement Solutions team. Retirement income planning is a big deal. I've personally worked with many financial advisors over the years, and that's why I advise you to call my friend Rod Barowie. You can meet Rod personally in Annapolis or Towson. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120 or saferetirementsolutions.com. Don't leave your retirement up to chance.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at several topics. One, of course, a Florida sheriff announcing the arrest of an illegal alien who was harassing, imitating, and sexually assaulting young children.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Hispanic woman, angry over the Garcia. All the coverage in the media and the trips the Democrats are taking. And finally, speaking of which, we'll talk about, will Maryland now boycott, like Illinois has, the country of El Salvador because of the due process claims. But first and foremost, Governor Moore was recently asked about Sheriff Jim DeWeese and Chuck Jenkins of Carroll and Frederick counties, respectively. They've said they're not going to enforce civil orders handed down by the courts to give PSEG access to landowners and property owners' land in order to survey the land for potential power lines for MPRP. And the governor, who has said, "I stand with the people," and that he is completely opposed to eminent domain, seemed to, you know, waffle a little bit on whether or not he would stand with the sheriffs on the side of the people.
Well, I believe we need to follow the law. I also believe that the process needs to happen accordingly, where you have community involvement inside of what's happening, because people, it should not be dictated to jurisdictions about what is actually happening to them when it comes to their energy.
Yeah, but that's exactly what is happening.
Yes.
That's exactly what eminent domain does. And you can say publicly all you want that you stand with the people and you're opposed to eminent domain. But these sheriffs, they're looking at what they believe to be a violation of our constitutional and our property rights, having a private company come in and say, okay, because of Democrat malfeasance, because of Democrat legislative malpractice, you now have to give up your land. Or we're going to pay you 10 cents on the dollar for your land so that we can meet the power needs of Virginia.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this picture?
Everything.
Yeah. Everything. And of course, the next thing, and this is nothing but political theater. That's what this guy does. That's what the Democrats do. Illinois has announced plans. They're going to boycott business in El Salvador over the detention of MS-13 man. J.B. Pritzker, the governor, says, the United States Constitution guarantees due process. We are witnessing Donald Trump erode our fundamental constitutional rights in real time. We must fight to restore the balance of power. The state of Illinois will stand up for the rule of law and do everything in our power to stop the Trump administration from ripping apart our most basic rights. And yesterday, Governor Moore was asked by Fox 45, would he also consider some kind of boycott?
Well, listen, I watched what the governor had to say. I'm not sure exactly what he said, other than, you know, he believes in a process, which I also believe in a process. We all want a reliable source of energy, electric. We want cheaper electric, but I'm not sure what his position is.
Yeah, that was Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, my bad, on trying to figure out where he stands on the MPRP project lines. Now the governor was asked, will the state sanction El Salvador? Will they boycott El Salvador? What is he looking to do?
We are looking at all available options to ensure that due process is going to be followed by El Salvador. We have a whole series of options that we are looking at right now and that we will be able to have follow-ups on.
Yeah, and so they issued a statement yesterday. They're willing to take any and all actions that meaningfully protect the Constitution rights of all Marylanders. Governor Moore will pursue a course of action that is deliberate and meaningful when his administration is fully prepared to do so. That was the statement yesterday. So I guess that's political theater. What boycott of any business? I mean, El Salvador, we're the largest exports are to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar and textiles and electrical stuff, plastics, things of that nature. But we don't do a lot of business in El Salvador, either Illinois or the state of Maryland. So this is nothing more than political theater as the Democrats continue their false narrative.
J.B. Pritzker, you know, he's a very successful businessman before he became governor of Illinois. He understands how economics works, because otherwise he would not be a successful businessman. And now he's saying, basically, we have no leverage, so let's use all of it.
Right.
It's amazing. It's 813, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, he's doing all right. He rents himself out as a tent.
Yes.
I think they were Marriott. Aren't they the Marriott family?
Are they Marriott? Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe it's another one I'm thinking of.
No, I don't think so.
I know they're involved in hotels.
Maybe the Knights Inn.
Yeah.
I got a couple things for you here. Inner loop of the Beltway, we found the wreck. We were looking for this, and we finally tracked it down thanks to Chuck Gishler giving us some information. Inner loop, east of Bel Air Road at the bridge at Lillian Holt. Some traffic getting to the right, two lanes getting by to the left, several vehicles right in the center lane. So now we're backed up back beyond Bel Air Road. It's rapidly going back towards Hartford Road. So again today, another problem on the northeast side. There's a big wreck. It's a local wreck. Rossville Boulevard at the intersection at Fitch Avenue, and multiple injuries involved there. So Baltimore County is also working on that. That traffic on Rossville Boulevard, not too far from Bel Air Road. You need to keep an eye out for that. Most of the Beltway, except for this northeast side, is doing better, and we're still moving traffic. And not a major delay, but still busy southbound towards both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I said Marriott, it's Hyatt.
I said, yeah.
It's Hyatt. So my apologies to the Marriott family.
No, I checked again. What I came up with is that he's a member of the Motel 54 Husky family.
Okay.
So
that's a brand new chain.
I hate to tell you.
Well, the channel says it's going to be sunny, 78 later today, rain later tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy, showers, maybe even a thunderstorm possible, 80, sunny, and 72 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 58 in Glen Burnie, and it is 58 in Dundalk. Let's see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
8:15 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, Friday morning. Time for the weekend, the end of the week, that is. Democrat clown car, so let's head to the circus if we're good. Enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, because this one's a doozy. Welcome to alternate reality time. As the Democrat clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and out steps a guy we had a soundbite from earlier on the show, Dan Goldman. And he had a little bit of alternate history for us. If you believe this, folks, I still have the deed to one of the two spans of the B Bridge. I'm willing to sell you real cheap. Here he is on a historical explanation on one really special thing that Joe Biden did when he was VP.
If we don't have due process, if we don't have the rule of law, this is exactly what then Vice President Joe Biden went to Ukraine to do in 2015. And he told the Ukrainian president, you must fire the prosecutor general or we will not support a $1 billion loan that you would otherwise get from the IMF. And why did he want that prosecutor general fired?
Why?
Because that prosecutor general was corrupt.
Oh, I see. And nothing to do with Burisma. Nothing to do with his son sucking down huge amounts of money from a company serving in a position he was completely unqualified for, but he was, after all, the VP's son. Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Dan. Nice try, bud. Maybe you can next go to the seaworthiness of the Titanic. I think that's next on the improbable list. Right now, get back in the clown car. Get out of here.
This is a guy that was a prosecutor in New York. And then he ran for Congress, and then he became the impeachment prosecutor for the Democrats.
Yeah.
And for a guy that allegedly knows the law, man, he just crapped all over it during that entire time.
And I think it's hilarious when I heard that somebody, what, again, what did he say? Why was he in Ukraine? Oh, because the prosecutor was corrupt. Had nothing to do with sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
For those of us who are under the false illusion, somehow it had to do with his son of Burisma.
Look, most of Ukraine is corrupt. So, yeah. I mean, you can't throw a a stick around the room and not hit somebody that's corrupt in Ukraine. Meanwhile, back to this political theater. This is fascinating to me. Senator Chris Van Hollen, who's led the charge on this MS-13 man, he now was asked at one of the press conferences, well, what could you do? What could the state of Maryland do? What could the United States government do? What could people do if they're outraged by this denial of due process?
People can stop traveling there. Actually, tourism's been going up. They can stop traveling there. There may be states that decide, you know, they don't want any of their pension funds invested in companies that invest in a place like El Salvador.
First off, just recently, El Salvador was able to have some semblance of public safety. It's been kind of a recent development based on Bukele's election. I've not talked to a lot of people. Nobody is beating down the gates to travel to El Salvador. Okay, it's not one of the top 10 destinations on most Americans' minds, number one. Number two, there isn't a lot of business investment right now in El Salvador either. And that's because of the gangs and the corruption.
Sure.
Now, Bukele's going to turn that around, I think, and with the help of President Trump. They'll get there. But right now, this is just a false argument. This is just political theater. This is what they do. This is street theater, some of the best street theater you'll ever see. But that's all it is. Street theater.
But there's something else. When he says, you know, pension funds, you should consider having your company disinvest in any company that has anything to do with El Salvador. The responsibility of people who manage pension funds is a fiduciary responsibility to the investors, not to your social cause of the week.
Right. And the whatever score, the ESG, whatever they're calling that. So just keep that in mind. But that's what the latest in the Democrat theater. Hey, we're going to boycott. We're going to cut off investment. We're going to do this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, by the way, I checked at the Motel 54 Husky what some of the breakfasts available are. Scrambled eggs, rasher of bacon, 7 sausage links, 4 pancakes, and 3 cups of coffee. That's one plate. We'll get to the other plates later on.
All right, it's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Once again, Vinny Steele joins us from his Home Sold Guarantee Realty Company, serving folks in Maryland and in Pennsylvania. Vinny, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Yeah, Friday indeed. We're smack dab into the peak real estate season. So how's the market out there? We've been hearing a lot about inventory starting to increase.
Yeah, Sean, you know, nationally inventory is up 9% year over year. Even though we're still below pre-pandemic levels, it appears as though we're headed in the right direction. We always say that that real estate is local. So here in our market, we're still seeing inventories in some areas lag behind last year's numbers, while in other communities we're seeing an increase. So if you're thinking of selling, make sure you're asking your agent for this data, because it could significantly affect your home's value.
Well, Vinny, I think that in this market, especially when there's so much news out there, you really do need a professional who understands what's happening. Otherwise, you leave money on the table, or worse, you miss the market altogether.
Yeah, Bruce, I agree. This is a tricky market, and depending on your zip code, depending on your neighborhood, even down to your street, that could affect your pricing. So looking online for your price, or asking your real estate friend or your real estate relative about your value may not give you a full picture of what the accurate value is of your property.
Yeah, and Vinny, I would think the worst thing to do would be to go with an agent that's not sharing market data, because it might skew your value of your home.
Yeah, absolutely, Sean. You know, I'm increasingly seeing undervalued homes. So you may be in a possession of a home that's in a very desirable, it's very desirable in this particular market. So sometimes the simplest of improvements can yield the highest returns. And for our home sellers that want to sell as is, not have to worry about doing anything to the home, we're generating multiple cash offers at the highest prices we've seen in years.
No kidding. That's amazing. Hey, I love that you have so many options, by the way, for home sellers. An awful lot of us who haven't sold a home in a long time don't understand that the options are out there. You may be looking for the fastest and easiest way to sell. Some of us may just want to put some effort into maximizing our return.
Yeah, Bruce. You know, our exclusive programs are designed to help you get the most out of your home. Like our upfront guarantee that you'll get a minimum of 100% of the market value, or I'll personally pay you the difference. So even if the market shifts, you're going to be protected. So if you'd like me to take a look at your home, give you an accurate value based on the data in your neighborhood, there's no cost, no obligation. You can give me a call, shoot me a text, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Vinny, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll
thanks, Vinny. Appreciate it.
That's Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee, Realty, 410-709-7515.
823, Talk Radio 680 WCVM, our traffic person, man, thing, Charles the Whitaker.
The delays on the Beltway again today. We had a big wreck yesterday with that car carrier. This one's on the inner loop a little further east of Bel Air Road. It's near the bridge at Lillian Holt, underneath that bridge. So some traffic heading by to the right, some to the left. The backup, though, was going all the way back towards Harford Road. So, again, if you're back there, you could take the option, take White Marsh Boulevard from that point, the left-hand exit, and go over to 95, then make your move around that accident scene. The outer loop is really not paying much attention through there, so that's good. So that's working out okay. The wreck nearby in Baltimore County involved a couple of vehicles and some injuries there at Rossville Boulevard at the intersection at Fitch Avenue. Just came back down to Annapolis. That had been a report of some police activity eastbound 50 at Whitehall Road. And I'm right there with the camera. If it's there, there's not much of a backup. And then beyond that, towards Sandy Point, looks like we're also doing okay. So I don't see it, but heads up, you might have some flashing lights there. The normal backup is gone already from I-97 southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Weather Channel forecast: sunshine today, 78, and rain tonight. Maybe some showers, thunderstorms tomorrow, 80 and sunny, and 72 on Sunday. Right now, cloudy, 58 in Glen Burnie, and it is 58 in Pasadena. And the Supreme Court case is just mind-boggling, that Montgomery County would push this case. And of course, they did this to parents, and so this might be, if the ruling comes back, it could be 6-3, 7-2. We don't know. Hard to predict the Supreme Court sometimes, but this is a fumble. This is a forced error on the part of the left, and hopefully benefit the rest of the country. Again, Justice Gorsuch questioning the Montgomery County attorney on the kind of content that Montgomery County was exposing 3-year-olds to. This was by force. Yeah. This wasn't an option. Yeah. This wasn't voluntarily.
You couldn't opt out.
And you couldn't opt out. And this was, they had a captive audience, and they were going to shove this curriculum down their throats. Here's Justice Gorsuch.
And they're being used in English language instruction at age 3. Some of them.
So
Pride Puppy was the book that was used for the pre-kindergarten curriculum. That's no longer in the curriculum.
That's the one where they are supposed to look for the leather and things and bondage, things like that.
It's not bondage. It's a woman in a leather.
Sex worker, right?
No.
No?
That's not correct. No.
I read it.
It's a drag queen.
Drag queen.
The leather that they're pointing to is a woman in a leather jacket, and one of the words is drag queen in the circle.
And they're supposed to look for those.
It is an option at the end of the book, correct.
Yeah, okay. And you've included these in the English language curriculum rather than the human sexuality curriculum to influence students. Is that fair? That's what the district court found.
To the extent the district court found that it was to influence them towards civility. The natural consequence of being exposed...
But to influence them.
In the manner that I just mentioned, yes.
Yeah, now that's the key word there, yeah. Because whether the intent was to influence for positive or negative, the influence part is what's going to cook their goose.
Yeah.
And then Justice Thomas, were these books just in the classroom and anybody could read them, or were they actively being used and taught by the teachers in the school?
Themselves, the books themselves teach, for example, that children...
I mean, what I'm talking about is not necessarily what the books say, but rather is that are the books just there and no more, or are they actually being taught out of the books?
No, we know that the teachers are required to use the books. When the books were first introduced in August of 2022, the board suggested they be used 5 times before the end of the year. That's in the that's at 273A in the cert appendix. One of the schools, the Sherwood School in June, for Pride Month, said that they were going to read one book each day to celebrate Pride Month. The board's own testimony through Superintendent Hazel said that the books must be used as part of the instruction, and that at 642 in the appendix, that discussion will ensue. That was the entire point of withdrawing the opt-outs and removing, even notifying parents. They're not even allowed to know. The board said in that statement it was so that every student would be taught from the inclusivity storybooks. And also the district court transcript at 63 has counsel's admission that some of the books have to be used and it can be more.
Indoctrination, not education. No. This is propaganda.
They're trying to hide it by moving it on the human sexuality over to the English class.
So you just
seriously
heard Justice Thomas getting the attorney Baxter in this case to say, yeah, this they must be used 5 times, and there will be a discussion that is that ensues after you use these books. So I don't know what Justice KBJ was doing because see you said something earlier this morning and it got in my head, but. You have it. But she wasn't paying attention to what Justice Thomas had just said. She thinks the books were just sitting on the shelves.
I don't understand how we can do it on this record, because we can't know. We don't at this moment, based on the record you've provided, know that these books aren't just sitting on the shelves. And you said that if that's the case, that's not going to be enough.
I disagree, Your Honor. The record is undisputed. And I, again, will refer you to the district court transcript at 63. Where counsel
so you're
said
saying the Fourth Circuit is wrong when it says, quote, we don't have any information about how any teacher or school employee has actually used any of the books.
The Court of Appeals did not dispute that some of the books have to be used, and we have all of
no,
the
I understand that.
But the board's not
I understand
disputed.
That, but the Fourth Circuit made a ruling that we don't know, quote, what any child has been taught in conjunction with their use. So are you saying that you do have affidavits and information about teachers in the classroom and what they've taught children of different ages about these books?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do. She just, I don't know if she went to sleep or she wasn't paying attention, but she was out to lunch. Well, what do you expect from a Supreme Court justice that can't define what a woman is?
She should recuse herself from this case because she's unfamiliar with the concepts involved.
8:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Man in custody in connection with the March 29th quadruple shooting in Baltimore's Northern District. The shooting on Venable Avenue left four people hurt, including an 18-year-old man and a 57-year-old woman. Broderick Young was arrested on Wednesday without incident and is charged with multiple counts of attempted murder. He is being held at Central Booking. Baltimore police identifying a man who died after a double shooting in northwest Baltimore. Happened around 9:30 Wednesday night, Patton Avenue near Pimlico. Derek Bright was shot multiple times, died at a hospital. Second man shot during the incident is also in the hospital in serious condition. Baltimore plans to expand the summer hours at 9 rec centers to help keep local youth busy and out of trouble. Mayor Brandon Scott says the 9 rec centers will promote the city's summer youth engagement strategy by keeping youth protected and keeping them away from activities that would have law enforcement involved. Initial filings for unemployment benefits higher in Maryland. U.S. Department of Labor reports that jobless claims, seen as a barometer for layoffs, increased to more than 2,900 for the week ending April 19th. Maryland will not send commuters texts for toll debts. That's the message from MDTA as people continue to deal with phony texts, insisting they're actually MDTA. They're not, folks. Marylanders have reported receiving texts urging them to pay for passing through a toll. Officials say scammers are out there to steal people's money and personal information. Scammers should be reported to the authorities. And Baltimore's ultra-marathon swimmer, Katie Pumphrey, she's back in the water. She's preparing for another feat, a swim across the channel. Pumphrey completed the Bay to Baltimore swim last year. She can do that again, and then she's going to go to England this summer and swim the English Channel as well. That's going to be on Memorial Day. 8:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Pick three lottery number last night, 669. Your pick four, 5165. And now, at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Just a heads up, if you're going over to the Bay Bridge on 50 eastbound, again, at Whitehall Road, it looked like it was out of the camera range, but there's still some report. There's some police activity there. Maybe a traffic stop around the area at Whitehall Road. One report said it was still crowding the left-hand lane. Wreck on the Beltway, still there. Inner loop as you're traveling between Bel Air Road and 95, and it's still blocking the right center of the roadway. Two lanes are getting by to the left. The right lane is open for the traffic eastbound through there, but at last check, and I'm changing the camera now, not quite back to Hartford Road, but almost. If you get past that ramp at the White Marsh Boulevard, then you have Bel Air Road, but you can make the move at White Marsh and then go over to 95 from there. Nearby, they're still working on the injury accident at Rossville Boulevard at the intersection at Finch Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Outdoor plans for most of the weekend looking good. Tomorrow could be a bit tricky. That's when we have some rain. Today's a dry day, a warm afternoon, 78. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, some thunder at times, 80. Blue skies, no rain Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to chance. Go to betternestegg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. So what are the Ravens getting with Malachi Starks, their first-round pick? Here's Starks self-describing.
Ball player, man. I think I'm a guy who loves football at the end of the day. I do things the right way. I love ball. I love it. I love it. It's my passion. I'm a goofy guy who loves football.
Ravens may have opted for Tennessee edge rusher James Pierce. This is interesting. But the Falcons swooped in and traded up to nab him one spot ahead of Baltimore. Round two tonight, defensive lineman and edge rusher should be on tap. Birds will be in Detroit tonight trying to build on last night's 2-1 win over the Nats. Manager Brandon Hyde says starter Cade Povich was impressive.
That's the best start I've seen him make. Just the command, how he got ahead of hitters. That was the key for me is 0-1 on so many guys and allowed him to expand the strike zone a little bit.
Slim man goes 6 2/3 for the win. Brandon Young makes his second start for Baltimore tonight. Racing news. Kyle Larson suffering his first IndyCar crash yesterday at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, hitting the turn one wall during open testing on the 2.5-mile oval. Larson blaming driver error. Five-star men's basketball prospect and USC commit Elijah Arenas has been placed in an induced coma after he was involved in a serious car crash in the L.A. area yesterday. Arenas is the son of former Wizard star Gilbert Arenas. The Big Ten announcing its postseason men's lacrosse awards on Wednesday. Terps close defenseman Will Schaller, a native of Bel Air, named Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year. Peter Lake, prepped at Loyola Blakefield, was named to the all-freshman team. Aberdeen City Mayor Patrick McGrady saying the Ironbirds will likely leave Ripken Stadium after this season. The Ironbirds owners and city officials have been locked for years in a dispute over revenue sharing and maintenance costs at the stadium. Meanwhile, no one's coming to the games. Attendance averaging 1,200 in the 6,000-seat stadium. And finally, local ultra marathon open water swimmer Katie Pumphrey kicked off her 2025 open water swim season yesterday with a 6-hour swim in Baltimore's Inner Harbor. Would you guys ever? The swim serves as the official qualifier for her third English Channel crossing this July. And the question does remain, gentlemen, would you ever? Would you ever take a 6-mile swim in the Inner Harbor?
I know they're physically possible.
I have a tough time just eating anything out of the harbor, let alone swimming in it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And she did it. Six hours. Yeah. It wasn't a straight swim. It was a loop, as I'm sure you can imagine.
So she basically had to walk over the body.
But she swam for an hour and then looped the rest?
Yeah, looped all the way. She's loopy for doing that. 8:37 is the time when we return End of an Era, Part 2.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member in Recipic.
So this is not necessarily a sports story, but it is a sports story to me. The final Radio Shack.
What is not?
Exactly. Yeah. The final Radio Shack in the state of Maryland is closing.
Yes.
Not in Baltimore, in Prince Frederick, down in Calvert County. Right. The reason why this is a sports story to me, from people from our generation, remember Radio Shack, sure, obviously, as the place to go. When I was 6 years old, my brother and my father took me to Radio Shack in Miami Beach, Florida, which is where I'm from, and they bought me my first transistor radio.
Ah, wow.
And the transistor radio was what I used to listen to Orioles baseball.
I thought.
Because they were broadcast down right in Miami because they trained in Miami.
Yeah. Wow.
Chuck Thompson, Bill O'Donnell on that little transistor radio, which probably cost $1.99, was my lifeline to sports.
I thought you were going to say they bought you your first microphone.
Yeah. No, and then a year later,
they gave you a battery for
it. My dad wanted me to be an accountant.
By the way, I think it's really cool. I think the draft pick for the Ravens is amazing. They've drafted Iron Man. I think that's just phenomenal.
because he had to.
Yes, exactly.
The transistor radio, man, that was my thing.
Yeah,
carried it everywhere.
Texas Instruments, they were a big.
I used to have one with a little wire.
Yeah, right.
And Cubs games. I was from Chicago. Cubs games were all day games, so I would run the wire up my long sleeve and palm it in my right hand and lean on my right hand listening to the teacher. Well, actually, I was listening to, I think it was Jack Brickhouse doing the Cubs game. I can't remember if it was Brickhouse or who it was. The entire game. And I don't know how many other kids were doing the same thing. The teacher must have known.
I still have the transistor radio that we were giving away in 1987 when WCBM was broadcasting the Orioles game. You could only get 68. It was tuned to one frequency. frequency and one frequency alone. I still have one of those in my office. It doesn't work, but those were the days.
Only right. Get to 68.
Thanks, Gary. 840. Travis in Baltimore says, guys, I think another question worth asking, is there an epidemic of three-year-olds being uncivil towards LGBT people?
Yeah.
Or is this the school forcing exposure to influence children against a problem that doesn't exist? I think he's right.
Yeah.
I think that this is more about a problem does not exist. This is about recruitment. This is about indoctrination. That's what this is all about. It isn't about three-year-olds. I have no idea what this stuff is all about. And that's all about recruitment and making sure that they push these people, push these young children into that path.
Into a particular point of view.
Right.
Socialize them for a particular point of view. They only know what they're exposed to. So expose them only to this stuff, and that's going to be their worldview. I find this a fascinating call. Let me preface this by something. We receive, obviously, feedback on what we do on the show. Some people like all the topics. Some people want more of one, more of another. But we want to be clear about something. We're not pushing forward the Garcia story. The Democrats are. If they'd stop going down to El Salvador and stop holding twice-a-day press conferences about this poor Maryland man, the father, who's now down in some gulag, there'd be no interest, no reason to cover it. With that as a background, there are an awful lot of people getting kind of steamed at the Democrats because they consider what they're doing to be absolutely stupid. One of them is this caller. I remember this show, Sean. What was the show? Jeanette was on one of the morning shows. It was a podcast.
Oh, Mark Halperin.
Mark Halperin's okay. Podcast. Her name is Jeanette. Listen to this.
I am Hispanic, but I am a citizen, legal citizen, and I am disgusted, and I am so angry with liberals going out of the country for this guy. And I don't understand. I mean, we have people here in prison. Why aren't they fighting for some here?
Yeah, good question. And she had more.
I don't understand what they're trying to say to the Hispanic community. Like, are they trying to pick votes? Because that's not doing it, especially for people like us that we obey the law. I don't understand why are they doing this? It's not doing anything. It's just making us more angry. That's all.
Jeanette, thank you for your question.
Yeah, the idea of being part of a social group that is then somehow disrespected because, after all, we're going to lionize a criminal who happens to be part of that particular societal group as well. And that is what she's reacting to. As the Democrats are saying, basically, look at this. This is Mr. Hispanic right here.
Well,
let's hold him up on a pedestal. Yeah.
Notice how the entire narrative changed. You had Maryland man, Maryland father. Then it was all about he was. Then it was due process. Now they realize the due process thing ain't working.
Right. Yeah.
So now it's about boycotts and sanctions and not doing business in El Salvador. So they're losing this, but they won't let it go.
No. I mean, my suggestion to the Democrats, you don't want us to stop talking about this, talk about other stuff. Fine. Stop talking about it. Stop bringing it up twice a day. Except that there was plenty of due process. This guy is where he should be. If you have an argument, you may have a disagreement with the government of El Salvador as to whether he should be in prison or not, but that's kind of their business, don't you think? 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Don't forget, Jamie Rathkin says, if you don't behave, we're going to get even with you.
Yeah, I know. That's great, isn't it? To have a sitting congressman threaten a foreign government with retaliation because they're doing something he personally disapproves of.
They take one look at him and go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm scared. I'm scared.
I'm scared in my boots. I sound like the Kennedy just then. The interloop accident here still at the bridge after Bel Air Road and before 95. It's under the bridge at Lillian Holt. One lane was getting by to the right. Now state police have pulled up there. There may be another wreck in the right lane. The wrecker just also pulled up. So a lot of things changing right now. It looks like most of the traffic is going to have to go to the left side of the wreck. Back up, back beyond Bel Air Road, not all the way back to Hartford Road. So you still have the option of getting off there. The ramp to White Marsh Boulevard is a left exit at that point. Take White Marsh over to 95 and then make your move from there. A couple of slow spots left over on the Beltway, but nothing major. Both the tunnels are improving from some earlier problems. And this wreck at Rossville Boulevard at Fitch Avenue, which is not too far from this wreck on the Beltway, had some injuries. The investigation still underway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
In WCBM weather, channel forecast, sunny today, 78. Unfortunately, the rain moves in tonight, maybe cloudy, some showers, thunderstorm tomorrow, 80. But Sunday, sunny, and 72. And right now, we're looking at 60 and cloudy in the city and 61 in Arnold. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, this is that old adage, you're never too old to learn. An 85-year-old woman in Oklahoma has dedicated herself to restarting her piano lessons that she abandoned as a child. Louise Varasa here is talking about why it's been such a great experience, and she sounds like she's learning pretty good.
I took it as a child, just a little bit of a few lessons, just a little while, and then I had no one to encourage me or to keep me going, so I let it drop, but I missed it. I've learned that music, maybe any kind of art form, actually helps your brain, helps your outlook on life. There are times that I've now learned to play some songs that I can enjoy.
And again, do you play an instrument?
I played piano a long time when I was a kid.
Yeah, never. Yeah. I just never went back to it.
Well, no, I just didn't have the opportunity after a while. And and most of what I used the keyboard for after that was either checking notes for singing, or you play guitar, or checking notes for singing, or composing.
Right. Yeah. I just find it to be extremely, it's a stress reliever.
Yeah.
It really is when you can sit down with an instrument and just kind of lose yourself.
I also play really good air guitar.
Yeah. Air guitar, you're really good.
Oh, jeez,
man. And air piano as well.
Yeah.
By the way, I know what's up with these judges. It is to a point now where the judicial branch, and that is the branch that originally was thought to be the weakest when the founding fathers were setting up our government, is now becoming the strongest. They single-handedly are slowing and or thwarting the Trump agenda. And Congress, the legislative branch, doesn't seem to be too interested in doing anything to stop it. I don't know where the Speaker Johnson is. Maybe he's consumed with the one big, beautiful bill, but they've done nothing, absolutely nothing, to rein in these courts, to reform the courts. They're going to have to do something because you can't take 4 years of this. Trump is trying to do whatever he can, but you got, when you have two branches working against you, that's going to be tough to do. We have, first off, the FBI has arrested a former New Mexico magistrate judge and his wife for allegedly harboring an illegal alien with ties to TDA, Trinidad y Aragua. So, what the heck is that all about? This is a man of the law that was harboring an illegal alien, knowing it was illegal. And obviously they were getting some kind of benefit from it as well. A corrupt Democrat judge, and this one is a Clinton-appointed judge, Colleen Collar-Codley, blocked Trump's transgender military ban, sentenced pro-life activist Paula Harlow harshly, and shielded Treasury from DOGE access. She now is blocking Trump's the proof of citizenship requirement to vote. You know, the executive order he signed overhauling U.S. elections, one of the things he wants to do in a federal election, you have to be a citizen in order to vote. He wants you to be able to prove it. Prove you're a citizen. It's in the Constitution. And this corrupt Democrat judge has blocked it. The Supreme Court might have to stay in all year to handle all of these cases. And we also have another judge. This is an Obama judge, federal judge out of San Francisco, Thursday blocking President Trump from pulling federal funds from sanctuary cities. Judge William Orrick said withholding federal funds from sanctuary cities is unconstitutional. Really? Here's the thing. When you accept federal funds, you accept the strings with
it. Yes, yeah.
That's the way it works. And so if you're going to defy federal immigration law, then you're not going to get funds, because of that. I don't see anything unconstitutional about it.
Nor are that unusual. I mean, in business, can you imagine running a business where they say, all right, I want you to detail my car this afternoon. And he says, oh, absolutely, we'll do that. And then 1 o'clock comes around in the afternoon. There's no guy there to detail your car. And you say, well, then I'm not going to pay you. You can't not pay me.
Do you remember the story? Isn't that when he got 55 miles per hour? They wanted us to have
slow down for gasoline.
That was the argument.
Yep.
But what they did for a lot of states, it didn't want us to slow down because when I lived out west,
they withheld funds.
Yeah, it was the threat of withholding federal highway funds.
Sure.
Now, that's how we got 55 saves lives.
Yeah, Jimmy Carter, of course, had no clue that there are huge distances one drives out in the West.
Yeah.
He accepts somehow that the distances one would drive would be like from Atlanta down to Fort Campbell or something like this. I mean, it was no, Jimmy, you're talking about getting on, getting on an expressway in West Texas. You could have tied the steering wheel down and taken a nap.
Right.
Instead of
if you've ever driven across Texas, it is
straight and flat forever.
Right. And finally, a Maryland judge, District Court Judge Stephanie Gallagher, last night ordered the Trump administration to facilitate the return of 20-year-old Venezuelan man deported to El Salvador, his name Christian, in court records currently being held in the El Salvador CECOT mega prison. So Gallagher's a Trump appointee, by the way. So you really don't know any of these judges. You just really don't know. So again, it's just, I think Amy Coney Barrett has been a massive disappointment. Of course, Judge Roberts, I think, is compromised at the Supreme Court. Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com. And on our Rumble page, check us out. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. Kim Klasick is off today. And instead, Andrew Langer will be with you here at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Ron Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Ron today at 410-266-1120.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Carson, Friday on the show, new unreleased documents show January the 6th was not the violent insurgency Dems have claimed. Meanwhile, two Trump supporters were killed and hundreds jailed for years with no trial and had their lives destroyed. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
How much money do you think did Dr. Fauci make in his first year of retirement from government?
$575,000.
$3.5 million.
Oh, I thought it was going high.
$3.5 million. Assets soared during the COVID lockdown. Here's a guy that the rest of us are being locked down. Some of us, of course, now. Finally, they've done a criminal referral on Andrew Cuomo. Hopefully, they'll catch up to the rest of them. I just get a funny feeling this guy, they'll never catch up to Fauci. He's probably the worst villain of it all.
Yeah, and he's gotten rich while doing it.
Yeah, and still cashing in.
Yeah, because remember, there was no chain of function research that he funded at all. None right. whatsoever. Nowhere.
I just saw there's one country that is considering no more jabs at all. And there's a state, I can't remember which state it is, I have to look it up again, but they now are going to discontinue the CCP virus jab. They're not even going to offer it anymore.
Well, if it's a state associated with Chuck Whitaker, it'd be the state of confusion, I would think.
Or a state of denial.
Yeah.
Which would it, in denial once.
Which would it be, Chuck? Just remember, denial is not just a river in wherever the river is.
No, I went down to Nile once. It actually flows to the north. I came out at the Mediterranean.
Well, okay then.
How you like that?
I'm very.
One of the rivers that flows north.
Very impressed.
Including a river right nearby here called the Withlacoochee flows north.
Withlacoochee?
There's your geography lesson for the day.
Thank you so much.
Go look it up. If you can spell it, go look it up.
I couldn't spell it to save my life.
The Interloop wreck east of Bel Air Road still. There's a lot of activity on the right side now, so they've shut those lanes down. It's two lanes to the left once you get east of Bel Air Road. So once you get to Bel Air Road, you need to move over as far as you can. We're not backed up to Hartford Road, but it's jammed up at Bel Air Road. So it's over a mile back up for the traffic trying to go from Hartford Road and Bel Air Road over towards 95. That's really the only leftover slowing on the Beltway. Nearby, the wreck earlier had a couple of vehicles involved. They had injuries and a rescue at one point at Rossville Boulevard at Fitch Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck, I'm trying to spell this out. Is the P silent with Lahushi?
With Lahushi.
And with, is the P with silent?
Lahushi.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, look it up.
All right, we'll do.
Yeah.
He's on his Google Maps right now.
That's right, yes.
Chuck, have a great weekend.
We'll see you on Monday.
Weather channel says sunny today and a high of 78. Right now we got partly cloudy sky, 61 in Dundalk, and it is 61 in Glen Burnie. And I wish more sheriffs, and we talked about Sheriff DeWeese and Sheriff Jenkins, mm-hmm. and Sheriff Lewis in Wicomico County is a great guy as well. And not to say the other sheriffs aren't, but we just need more of them to be speaking out. And Grady Judd, the Sheriff Judd out of Polk County, Florida, mm-hmm. who has some of the best press conferences. Well, this is Sheriff Bill Pummel, and he is a Charlotte County, Florida sheriff. And I wish more sheriffs would do this, because the Democrat policies kill Americans, they kill Floridians, they kill Marylanders. They've unleashed absolute monsters into this country with their radical open borders policies, and they don't give a damn. All they care about is the alleged due process that was denied the MS-13 man. But for the monsters that you're about to hear about, the Democrats could care less. Here's Sheriff Prummel of Charlotte County, Florida, announcing the arrest of an illegal alien that had been released into the interior of the United States.
Today I want to introduce you to Samuel Cobos Carmona. He also goes by the alias of Samuel Cardona. Samuel entered the United States from Mexico back in August of 21, and he was shipped back to Mexico. He illegally entered again sometime in early 2022, where he fled from Texas authorities, and a warrant was issued for his arrest. He was located in Sarasota, Florida in July of 2024, but because of the Biden-Harris catch-and-release policies, he was released back into our community. So now let's fast forward to April 13th, 2025, Charlotte County, Florida. This individual befriended a 13-year-old and an 8-year-old and decided to play a game of hide-and-seek. While in the woods with these two, he sexually battered a 13-year-old child, both orally and anally. The subject was later located and arrested by Charlotte County deputies, where he admitted to his crime.
It's just heart-wrenching,
yeah,
that these policies, and they have real life and real-world consequences. So, you know, again, we have immigration laws for a reason. First, the sovereignty of our nation. Mm-hmm. Secondly, to protect the people of the United States of America. And Democrats don't care. And Sheriff Prummel explains why he wanted to hold this press conference and why it's important to rid the world of these monsters.
Now, people often question why myself and my fellow sheriffs in the state of Florida are working with our federal partners to round individuals like this up to get them the hell out of here. This is why. And those sanctuary cities and states that are putting these individuals' safety in front of the safety and security of our citizens and our children, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Now, we are going to work very hard with the state attorney's office and our federal partners to make sure that this individual does not see the light of day again. And if he does, to make sure that he is permanently removed from the United States.
Again, they should be ashamed, but they have no shame. The state of Maryland is a de facto sanctuary state. The Tacoma Park, we just played the piece yesterday. Sure. Police chief there. We're proud to be a sanctuary city. Every county, and there's only three that participate in 287G, every county that does not participate in 287G is a sanctuary county. Because the people know they can run to those counties.
Sure.
They have nothing to fear. In Colorado, the Democrats there are passing a bill that would block illegal aliens from deportation, which is interfering with federal law. Apparently, they've never heard about the Supremacy Clause, but that's a whole other argument. But these are Democrats that are doing this. This is not your father's Democrat Party any longer. They've been hijacked by radical, progressive Marxists that don't care. They're trying to create instability in the United States. Why?
Overload the system.
Exactly. It's Cloward Piven.
Yep.
All over again.
All right. Want you all to have a great weekend, and thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for Andrew Langer sitting in for Kim Klasick. Coming up next, right after the 9 o'clock news, back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. here on WCBM. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
See you Monday.
This is the right choice for Maryland.